And good evening, everybody, and welcome down here to the KC Center. Jeff Blankman along with Mason Nealon with you today. It is the Class 1A quarterfinals. You're listening to the Mackey Motors tailgate brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years of running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. We're getting ready for the Xyro Kern-Kibbleton Spartans coming up tonight against the Saints of St. Albert. Final Class 1A quarterfinal. And Mason, what a day it's been. We've got a chance to watch a couple of the games down here, kind of scout ahead. Newell Fonda right now looking like they're going to advance on with a 70-51 victory. Earlier today, we saw Dunkerton kind of dominate Linville Sully. And who was our other winner in that first game that you tracked as I was driving down today?
I don't remember. Trainer?
No, that was 2-8. Yep. I'll pop open your book to the bracket. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, you keep talking. I'll figure it out.
But we will get that information here for you in just a second. Usually he pulls that stuff right out of his brain, but I must not have got you prepped enough to know that you were going to be doing it. So the 1A,
Bishop Garrigan
cruises. Yeah, they rolled. They were up, 22-9 or something at one point. Yeah. So they rolled. And no real surprises. The Dunkerton, Linville, Sully, not really a surprise, even though Linville Sully was undefeated. Dunkerton was the much better team today.
Yeah, and I mean, we watched it all the way through. They looked very solid, and I mean, nobody's really surprised that Newell Fonda can win games down here. I think this was something that they've bred themselves to be able to do.
So I had a chance to catch up with head coach Tom Peterson before the game here today. We are going to chat here real quick with him as we've got a very major injury out on the court right now. So we are going to step away. We'll take a break. You'll hear from Tom Peterson about the Spartans game. That's coming up for you next here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on here on Kick 106.7, of course, part of the CB Sports Network. Jeff Blankman joined here today by head coach Tom Peterson with the Spartans of Xyro Kern-Kibbleton as they take on at St. Albert here today. And, of course, down here at the State Girls Basketball Tournament. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Doing pretty well, Jeff. You know, it's an exciting time once again, and if you get to be playing basketball in March, you know, obviously good things are probably happening.
Yeah, absolutely, and good things have happened to this team all year long, Coach. You've won 22 in a row. Let's talk real quick about that regional final. What a great defensive effort to get by a good GTRA team. You shut them down, held them to 38 points, forced some turnovers, and really controlled the game from pretty much the second quarter on. So got to be pleased with the way you played that day and the way this team's been playing, you know, really all season.
Yeah, you know, the first game of the year, you know, obviously that's just so darn long ago that, you know, you don't really remember a lot. But, you know, obviously you just want to make sure that you're playing your best basketball toward the end of the season. And I really do think that our girls have been doing that. You know, it's hard to emulate things that they're going to see down at the state tournament unless you've been there. But, you know, I'm just excited for the kids and the opportunity.
Coach, what have you guys focused on in practice to get ready for St. Albert, a team that I know we chatted about before the season, the defending state champions? This is a talented ball club.
Yeah, the first thing that sticks out is their depth. You know, they're able to rotate so many girls, and, you know, they're trying to get you to play that up-tempo, and they're trying to get you to, you know, to shoot quick shots, uncharacteristic or bad shots as well. You know, the first thing that you have to do is make sure that you take care of the basketball to break their press. And then you have to have your half-court execution. You know, that's the one thing that, you know, you just can't get caught up in it, you know, if that makes sense, Jeff.
Yep.
You know, you've got to be able to be patient and make them work on the defensive side. So, you know, like I said, it's easier said than done. But, you know, the girls they've been working. And then you've got to be able to finish defense with blocking out. They're so good at going to the offensive glass.
Coach, you guys had to play kind of a half-court style. That's what you did against a GTRA. So how much does that help you kind of with what you need to do with St. Albert here in this opening round?
You just have to be able to execute. You know, it's one of the things that I said to the girls, and probably simplify maybe some of our plays. You know, maybe we don't run quite as many, but, you know, you've just got to be able to take time off the clock. And when the opportunity is there, obviously, you know, we like to run as well, but, you know, you've got to make sure that you pick and choose those times to where you can do that. And, you know, like I said, it's easier said than done, so we'll see.
This win over GTRA was a team effort. I remember Cadence Sport telling me in the postgame that you talked to them in the pregame about, you know, no one player. I'm assuming that this is going to be a similar speech here. This is going to take everybody, and everybody pitched in that win over GTRA.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's completely just a group. You know, it's, as a coach, that's the message that you want your kids to understand by the end of the season. You know, it's, don't get me wrong, you know, it's fun to win and lose, but the biggest thing is it's just getting kids to buy in and understand, you know, you got to put the other girls before yourself. You know, you have to lay things out there for your teammates. You know, that's what I want my kids to always take away, you know, from our program.
Felt you had the advantage inside against GTRA. Do you feel you have the advantage anywhere with St. Albert that you can attack them with?
Well, like I said before, you know, when you trap and you press the entire game, there's going to be opportunities for you to pick and choose when you're able to take advantage of numbers. And that's one of the things that I see, you know, when we've got those chances, Jeff, you got to make them pay, you know, because they might be out of position every once in a while. And when they are, you know, you've got to take advantage of that. So, you know, that's the one thing that I do see.
Defensively for you guys, you sat in a 2-3 against GTRA. Usually you like to come out with some pressure and go man-to-man. What do you need to do here today?
The biggest thing is blocking out is what I see. Like I said, I've watched a lot of film, Jeff, and wow, do they go to the glass. This is by far the best offensive rebounding team that we have seen all season. So, you know, rebounding, everyone always says, you know, it's about effort, and I think it was Charles Barkley that just said, go get the dang ball, and that's pretty much that's what it has to be. You know, you've got to be physical, you've got to be aggressive, and you have to make sure 50-50 balls are essential for us.
Coach, are you more concerned for them if they get going from the three-point line or if they get out on the break and kind of control the glass and really kind of control things inside? Sounds like more of the inside than the outside game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, Underwood, she's just extremely talented. You know, she doesn't shoot very much from the outside because she's just able to get through those gaps and get to the basket. You know, what a talented player. Fun to watch on film, not fun to coach against. But, you know, and then you got Rutledge is another one that's just extremely athletic. You know, it starts with those two, keeping them off the glass, and then a couple of players that they bring in off the bench. You know, your hands are full, but the biggest thing is defense. You've got to be able to, you know, put everything else outside, and just those five girls on the floor, they've got to be able to communicate. And then go back to, you know, what you have developed throughout the season that has become a habit.
You've coached down here before, but none of the girls have had the opportunity to play in this arena at the state tournament. How do you use your experience to help them feel more comfortable? When do you guys get down here? How do you kind of handle the pregame stuff to keep everybody calm and not get that star yet? Because I've had coaches tell me before when the girls walk into the locker room, sometimes even the boys, it's so big that everybody kind of looks around and there's that awe factor here.
Yeah, you know, and there is. But, you know, at the same time, Jeff, that you've got to, the kids got to enjoy that. You know, I like
yep.
it just because you get to see the look on their faces.
yeah.
And the one thing that I will say is that the Iowa Girls Athletic Union puts on a great show for
Thank
the kids. You.
You
know, it's just, it's pretty darn special, you know, when you're down there. And, you know, as far as prepping them for that, it's what I said to you just a little bit ago. The awe factor has got to go away. You know, once you get out there, you start warming up. It kind of just gives you an idea that, hey, we're just here to play some basketball and enjoy the moment. You know, it's it's pretty special to be there. And what do you got to lose? That's the way I look at it. You know, it's an exciting time for these kids, and I just want them to make sure after the game that able to say that I left it all out there, you know, not only for myself but for the other girls that are on the team.
Well, Coach, as always, it's fun catching up with you. I know you're busy getting ready for the ball game here today. Best of luck, and we'll catch up with you and the girls for post-game interviews after the game.
You bet. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Tom Peterson again with the Exire Oakland Kimbleton Spartan Girls basketball team. They'll take on St. Albert. We're back with more of the Mackey Motors pregame coming up next year on Kick 106.7.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Ottoman today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Ottoman.
Hey, sports fans! R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002 with their cutting-edge equipment and expert team. R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all athletic teams. For everyone at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Go, Spartans!
Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Langquist, along with Mason Elitt again. We're down here at the KC Center in Des Moines getting ready for the final Class of 1A quarterfinal round matchup today. The Saints of St. Albert getting ready to take on, of course, the Spartans of Exire Oakland Kimbleton, who we are, of course, here to cover today. And I tell you what, Mason, not the start that the Spartans wanted to their season in that season opener. I'm not going to say they've been flawless since then. They haven't lost a game, but they haven't been flawless. But they've been really, really good since then.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the games that they had, that Riverside game, a 50-45 loss, and you were down there, so you can probably attest a little bit better, but they could have won that game at one point there.
Let it slip away in the fourth. Tom was really upset, so were the girls, about how that fourth quarter went that night. They were the better team, just let that game get away.
But then you look at the rest of the season. I mean, there's not a lot of close games down the stretch here. I mean, you got big wins over Woodbine and Glidden Rawlson, Van Meter, Coon Rapids Baird, IKM Manning. I mean, Earlham in there as well. I think with that, I mean, they beat Coon when they were ranked. They beat Earlham when they were ranked right after that. And so they've proven time and time again this season that they've had the number of some of these ranked teams. So beating teams that have a number next to their name hasn't been a challenge for them this year.
Yeah, they come in 22-1 on the year, went 14-0 in the tough Rolling Valley Conference. Their last five games beat GTRA 57-38, knocked off Cam 55-31, got by Griswold to open up their playoff run 57-33, ended the regular season with a 62-35 victory over Woodbine, beat a good Glidden Rawlston team late in the regular season 66-45. They will be tested tonight. They're taking on the defending state champions in the Saints of St. Albert. They come in under head coach Richard Wettengel. They are 21-3 on the year, 10-0 in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. They have won four straight and are 4-1 in their last five. Their route to the state tournament, they pulled away in the fourth quarter to get past a very good Coon Rapids Baird basketball team that we also cover. That game much tighter than the final score indicates. Before that, kind of an easier route. They rolled by Fremont Mills Tabor 67-28, knocked off Sydney 74-22. They closed out the regular season winning the Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship, Mason, with a 64-17 win against Kemper here at the Casey Center. So they've been on this floor, also knocked off a trainer team that won earlier today in Class 2A, 66-52. So this should be a really good matchup. St. Albert 1-0 against Exire Oakland Kimbleton. They won at 69-54. That came back in 2020. But for as much experience as St. Albert and the Saints have down here, The Spartans head coach and Tom Peterson, very experienced down here at the state tournament as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Tom Peterson, he led an Exira team down here in 2010 to a state title. Tom's got well over 544 career wins down here. Or not down here, but in his career.
Yep.
I mean,
that's a lot of games down here.
Yeah, you know, there's not many coaches that have that, but Tom also being honored with an award coming up on Saturday as well. So Tom's not one of those coaches that you can just look at and say, well, his team's out of it because,
yep,
you know, that they're a sixth seed and they're from a small town like that. But for Tom, this means a lot to these girls, and this means a lot to the program and to him as well. So I think that they're going to come out with a lot of, you know, fight. They want to come out here and they want to win against this team. And I've covered St. Albert twice, so I know how good they can be.
We cover a lot of great coaches in our area and a lot of great programs. And we have a lot of coaches that really dig in and prepare. I don't know if anybody digs in and prepares more than Tom Peterson. This guy breaks down film. I think he's probably watched every Saints game this year, probably multiple times here since these pairings come out. They're going to be as prepared, I think, as you can be prepared.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at Tom as a guy, very enthusiastic, fired up every single time he's out on the floor. And I kind of said it when I interviewed him one of these times, as I go, Tom, your girls are always fired up and they're bought into your defense. And I think that starts with you on the bench because, I mean, he's always yelling, screaming, and not in a bad way of
right,
just berating girls, but yelling and screaming to get the attention and get the troops together under one common goal. So, I mean, if there was a coach in our area and even a little bit extended out of our area that I would want on the floor in a game like this, it's Tom Peterson.
Yeah, and he gets everything out of every kid that is on the team, and they buy in on the defensive end. I think that's the thing, Mason, that really impresses me. We just saw that with Newell Fonda and how dominant they are defensively. That's exactly what the Spartans do. They just do it differently. But they're a physical defensive team, and they play so hard on the defensive end.
I tell you what, as a former basketball player myself, those are the worst type of defenses to go against, the ones that love playing defense genuinely, because there's a lot of teams that play defense good, but they don't genuinely love defense. But I think these Spartans love playing defense, and those are the worst type of defenders to go against because they will nag at you and jump at balls and all that all night, and it just makes you so mad as a girl or a guy that plays on the offensive end more than the defensive end.
We'll step away, take a break, back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages here in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Exire Elkhorn Kimbleton Spartan Basketball coming up next here on Kick 106.7.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
The Corner Corral Creamery in Exira would like to congratulate the Spartans girls basketball team on their trip to the state tournament. Corner Corral Creamery, a dream 60 years in the making, is proud to be a favorite gathering place for the community, where locals and travelers meet up for delicious ice cream, great food, and plenty of smiles. Be sure to follow Corner Corral Creamery on Facebook and Instagram for flavor updates and more. Let's go, Spartans!
At Friendship Home in Audubon, care isn't just a service, it's a calling. As a 5-star rated Medicare facility and the recipient of a deficiency-free survey, Friendship Home is committed to providing exceptional care. Families across the area trust their compassionate team for skilled nursing care delivered with dignity, respect, and heart. To learn more about Friendship Home, call 712-563-2651 or visit friendshiphome.com. Good luck to the Spartan girls basketball team from everyone at Friendship Home in Audubon.
In a fast-paced world, your health care deserves intentional care. At the Stock Chiropractic and Health, we provide quality, patient-centered treatment rooted in compassion and integrity. From chiropractic adjustments to dry needling, shockwave therapy, red light therapy, and exercise-based recovery modalities, we're here to help you heal and thrive. Whether you're managing pain or simply striving for better wellness, we will care for you like family. The Stock Chiropractic and Health in Exire, Iowa. Growing stronger, healthier lives together. Schedule your visit with us today.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Exire Elkhorn Kimbleton Spartans good luck. Heritage Insurance offers you years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust.
Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Exire Oak and Kimbleton Girls Basketball Team, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams, because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Welcome you back here on the Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Jeff Lankman again and Mason Nealon. And Mason, you mentioned it here earlier in the pregame. You got the opportunity to see St. Albert this year against Coon Rapids Baird and against Kemper, so you're pretty familiar with this ball club.
Yeah, and I mean, I covered them in their regional final for their chance to go to state here against Coon recently, and that one was tight all the way through until the fourth quarter here. But, I mean, I looked at it and said, you know, Eleanor Coughlin dribble drives really well. She handles the ball against pressure very well. Brooklyn Rutledge can turn it on whenever she wants to and really get some buckets going. And Ava Underwood's kind of the heart and soul down low. I mean, she gets down low and kind of pressures their tallest girl down low to be able to play good defense. But, I mean, you look at it right there with Rutledge playing right in front of us right now. She can attack from the mid-range, the three-point line, get all the way to the bucket because she's a taller girl. But she just handles the ball well and can shoot the ball well. But for St. Albert, I mean, they dominated Kemper when that Kemper team was a little sick, but still, I mean, that was to win the Hawkeye 10. They came out here on not exactly this floor, but this arena, and
yep,
dominated this game when me and Nick were down here. And for the Coon game, they just got out in that fourth quarter when Malia got hurt, and they just took advantage. They're really good at finding the weakness in a team and taking advantage of that.
And I think the matchup inside with Harlow Miller and Jaylen Peterson against Ava Underwood and also Brooklyn Rutledge inside, that could be the key matchup here for both of these teams, because when you talk with Tom Peterson, he talks about it, they cannot give up a lot of offensive rebounds.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at the way that Harlow Miller's really come on strong this season, 15 rebounds in their game against GTRA, and I think, you would correct me if I'm wrong, close to half of them on the offensive end.
Yep.
She's, I mean, for a girl that hadn't played since her freshman year, Tom's getting the most out of her. And for a girl that's, what, 6'1 or 6'2?
Yep.
She's a really tall girl, so that's what you need out of her. And then Jaylen's just physical. I mean,
yep,
she will beat you down and worry you out by boxing you out and by pushing you around. So that's what you're going to need. But you're also going to need the Riley Millers and the Caden Spores and the Taryn Petersons to be able to go in there and clean up the glass after, because if you're just going 2-on-2 on the boards, there's going to be other girls that are going in for St. Albert, so you're going to need three more girls from Exira to be able to go rebound.
So the Spartans come in scoring 62 points per game. St. Albert also scoring 62 points per game. These teams pretty equal defensively as well. Exira and Kimmelin gives up 26 points per game, so St. Albert giving up 25 points per game. The Spartans, a better shooting team. They shoot 42% from the field to just 40% for St. Albert. St. Albert, though, a little better from deep, hitting 28% from the three-point line to 25% for Exira and Kimbleton. The Spartans, a little better free throw shooting team at 62%. The Spartans at 57%. The Spartans are struggling with the rebounding. They're a good rebounding team, but a big advantage for St. Albert. They are 38 rebounds per game to just 29 for Exira and Kimbleton. They both pass the ball well, both averaging 15 assists per game. The Spartans' defense a little more aggressive, though I think they're going to sit in a 2-3 zone today. They average 18 steals a game to just 13 for St. Albert, but the Spartans turned it over 15 times to just 13 for St. Albert. We'll step away. We'll take a break. We'll have starting lineups next right here on Kick 106.7. You're listening to the Mackey Motors tailgate.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day.
Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things. Like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, Raph!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422. Or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Hey, sports fans! R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002 with their cutting-edge equipment and expert team. R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all athletic teams. From everyone at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Go, Spartans!
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
The Corner Corral Creamery and Exiro would like to congratulate the Spartans girls basketball team on their trip to the state tournament. Corner Corral Creamery, a dream 60 years in the making, is proud to be a favorite gathering place for the community. Where locals and travelers meet up for delicious ice cream, great food, and plenty of smiles. Be sure to follow Corner Corral Creamery on Facebook and Instagram for flavor updates and more. Let's go, Spartans!
At Friendship Home in Audubon, care isn't just a service, it's a calling. As a 5-star rated Medicare facility and the recipient of a deficiency-free survey, Friendship Home is committed to providing exceptional care. Families across the area trust their compassionate team for skilled nursing care delivered with dignity, respect, and heart. To learn more about Friendship Home, call 712-563-2651 or visit friendshiphome.com. Good luck to the Spartan girls basketball team from everyone at Friendship Home in Audubon.
Let's take a look at our starting lineups here tonight. First of all, for the Spartans, who will be the visitor on the scoreboard here tonight, they're in their road dark uniforms with the white Spartans and numbers on the front. Of course, they've got their reddish color. I'm sorry, I'm terrible with colors.
Maroon.
Maroon, thank you. Their maroon color
Dowling
and stripes
looking.
Down the stripe and stuff. So, but they are going to be the road team here tonight under head coach Tom Peterson. Again, they come in 22-1 overall on the season, having won 22 in a row. They are going to start a 5'9 senior in Jalen Peterson, a 5'8 junior in Riley Miller, a 5'8 junior in Taryn Peterson, a 6'1 senior in Harlow Miller, and a 5'8 junior in Cadence Spore. And Spore actually is a senior, as I correct my paperwork. For St. Albert here today, again under head coach Richard Wettengill. They are again starting a 5'8 junior in Sophia Denton, a 5'5 junior in Eleanor Coughlin, a 5'11 senior in Molly Weiss, a 5'11 junior in Brooklyn Rutledge, and a 6-foot senior in Ava Underwood. And Mason, we talked here a moment ago about the key in rebounding with both Jay Lynn and Harlow. I think two other players can certainly come down and help in that. And that's going to be, of course, Caden and Brandon Spore and then Taryn Peterson, both good rebounding guards. But Taryn's going to have to handle that pressure along with Cadence. Those two are going to be key because when St. Albert presses, they can't turn the ball over.
Yeah, I mean, I watched them against Kuhn, and Malia and Anna really handled the press pretty well. And I think that Taryn's a pretty good ball handler compared to Anna Malia as well. But the Saints might turn it back up. I mean, I don't know if that was just an off night for them. You never know in high school basketball if maybe it was just an off night. But if they turn it up, Taryn and them are going to have to turn it up as well. And I think it starts with Taryn.
And they handle the ball really well. I trust Taryn with the basketball. I trust Cadence with the basketball against pressure.
Yeah, and I watched him against ACGC, who ran a press and was pretty good. IKM Manning, who has some pretty good guards that can poke at the ball defensively there. They handle pressure very well, and I think that starts and ends with Tom as well, because in practice he ramps up the intensity to make it feel like it's something like this.
And Jay Lynn can come back and help in that pressure as well. Another player we haven't mentioned, two of them really, that are key for them. Riley Miller goes unnoticed in the stat box sometimes, but you and I are basketball guys. We understand kids that defend They get a lot of hands-on passes that maybe don't turn into a steal for them, but they tip to get the ball to become a turnover. They switch defensively when they need to and rotate defensively when they need to. She does a lot of the things that maybe go unnoticed to help this team have the success. And then Zoe Rasmussen could be a key for them off of the bench with her ability to shoot the three. She is a very good shooter. So if she can come out and have some success off of the bench tonight from beyond the arc, that is going to be huge for the Spartan team.
Especially if the Saints are going to sit in that 2-3 zone they did against Coon Rapids Baird, because they're going to have to shoot the three-pointers if they're not getting a lot of looks inside. But I think, Jeff, honestly, for me, the biggest thing is the fouls.
Yep.
I mean, you're 6 or 7 deep this year with girls that really play key minutes for you. And for Tom, I think that's something he's probably said to him as well. Keep your hands off them. They're going to try and drive. They're going to try and get some contact here. Let's play clean. Let's keep our stars in the game.
And I tell you what, Taryn Peterson coming in, leading the Spartan team at 20 points per game, shoots 71% from the free throw line. Jalen Peterson at 16 points and 6 rebounds per game. You got Harlow Miller at 8 points and 8 rebounds. Very much like Taryn, who also averages 6 assists and 6 steals. Cadence Brandon Spore, another one of those players that kind of fills the stat box pretty well. 7 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 steals, and shoots 60% from the free throw line. And then Riley Miller, of course, 3 points and 3 rebounds. Zoe Rasmussen averaged 6 points and 2 rebounds. A good free throw shooter at 88%. And Brooklyn Brabham hasn't gotten a lot of minutes, but you saw her minutes kind of moving up and creeping up as the season's gone on. And I've seen the improvement with her. That's what this coaching staff does. They make them better. For St. Albert coming into the ballgame here today, of course, Ava Underwood averaging 13 points, 11 rebounds per game, shoots 56% from the free throw line. Brooklyn Rutledge at 10 points, 5 rebounds per game, a 67% free throw shooter. Molly Weiss at 6 points and 2 rebounds. Also Eleanor Coughlin at 6 points and 3 rebounds. And Sophia Denton at 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. The player that scares me the most off of the bench for them is Lexi Pierce, the 5'11 junior, number 14, comes in 11 points per game. Mason, in the 2 games you've seen them, what does she provide off of the bench?
I mean, she's got some shooting here and there. She shoots a couple of threes for them, and I think that that's something that the starting lineup doesn't always do for them here, is that they get kind of a fresh breath of shooting off the bench. But she also drives and gets to the mid-range and can shoot the mid-range pretty well. So, I mean, she attacks kind of what you would get out of Brooklyn Rutledge, but in kind of a smaller guard size.
The winner here tonight will take on Newell Fonda on Thursday, and of course, or Friday, excuse me. Spartans win here today. You and I get to come back down, and we're looking forward to coming back down, right?
Yeah, and I mean, St. Albert knows what Newell Fonda is. They played them to start the year, but I think everyone in our area knows what Newell Fonda is and what Newell Fonda will probably be for a while. They're an elite basketball program, and they are kind of the standard of what I would say is Northwest basketball for girls high school basketball.
Yeah, you got the 2 young Stevers, the sophomore and freshman. We were both extremely impressed watching them. And it's not just them, too, the way they play defensively. It's going to be what we're going to see out of these two teams. I think the thing I find interesting is kind of talked about it with the GTRA matchup. Tom is a pressure, you know, get out, run, trap you, you know, create turnovers kind of a coach, but he shows his ability to adapt. They went into a 2-3 zone against the GTRA because that was a team that they didn't want to give up the dribble penetration. They're going 2-3 zone tonight because they need to shut down that inside game. And for a team that doesn't play it a lot, they play it well.
Yeah, and if you can get the 2-3 zone rolling tonight, especially with Cadence and Taryn at the top, you can get some steals and get some production.
Brooklyn Rutledge, Harlow Miller set to jump it away. It's going to be controlled by the Spartans. They'll go right to left across your radio dial, and right away St. Albert comes out with the pressure and knocking the ball away as it Denton. It'll go off of Taryn Peterson and out of bounds, and it's going to be Falcon basketball with 7:55 to go here in the first quarter. Falcons in their home, or Saints, excuse me. The boys are the Falcons, the girls are the Saints. The Saints in their home white uniforms with the green numbers on the front back. Taryn Peterson coming up with the steal, though, on the other end.
And that's what you get out of Taryn. I mean, almost 6 or 7 steals a game. She's going to get a hand on the ball.
Has such quick hands and works so hard with her feet on the defensive end. Harlow Miller with it outside, right side, top of the key. Man-to-man to open things up for St. Albert. Over to Riley Miller, left side, top of the key. Now to Taryn. Long three on the way up, off the back of the rim. No good. Battle for the rebound, tipped around, and it's going to be pulled out of there that time by Rutledge. She'll get the ball into the hands of Coughlin, and she'll bring it up for the Saints. Coughlin will work it top of the key, left side now to Underwood. Back up top to Coughlin. Hopping out here on the right side is a Weiss. They'll work it back up top. Coughlin drives in, ball knocked away by Taryn. She'll come up with her second steal here today. Down on the left side, the layup's up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Coughlin. That time Mason got a little bit too fast. Nice Euro step there, and the layup is up and good for Rutledge. And St. Albert will take the first lead here at 2-0.
Yeah, and that was just kind of a left-hand thing there as the ball is going to go out of bounds off the tip, but on the left hand there, you got to get yourself controlled and go up with the left hand kind of like this. She flipped her hand open and just let it go off the backboard.
And Mason, this is where when they score, they're going to come out in that heavy pressure. Jalen Peterson helped back to break it. They'll lob it ahead, and there's Underwood jumping the passing lane ahead. And Taryn Peterson with the block shot, and she swats that one into the crowd. That's coming up with that shot that time. Was it Denton? And I think Tom didn't want her to swat it so far that it ended up in the bench. You keep that in play, you got a chance to get the ball back.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what you get out of a big guard, though. I mean, steals, and yep. You get blocked. She's able to defend the ball pretty well.
Coughlin with it. Can't throw those high passes, though. That was that turnover here a moment ago, St. Albert, too quick. Coughlin's three up top is up and good. And the lead is 5-0 in favor of the Saints.
And Xyra's got to get it going here soon.
Or we'll bring it up, works it across half court. Now over to Taryn. We'll try to core the Millers and the Petersons by their first name. Coughlin with the steal. Kick pass over to the left side to Weiss. Her three on the way. This one off the back of the rim. No good. Battling for the rebound. It's taken out of there by Rutledge. Her shot inside up. No good. And a whistle and a foul going to go against the Spartans of Xyrocrun Kimbleton. And that one is going to be called, of course. Didn't catch the number there. Riley Miller, I think, the guilty party on that one.
Yes.
And that is the call. So that is number one on Riley.
And I will say, Xyra not handling the pressure very well to start the game down 6-0. They're throwing a lot of high passes to where these longer Saints players can get to them. You got to wrap around, make a ball fake or something.
Rutledge did hit the first free throw, misses the second. There's a rebound for Harlow Miller. Harlow off now to Spore. Spore will bring it up, pushes it down. 6 minutes to go, another steal. Rutledge coming out of there with a loose basketball. She'll work it ahead against Taryn. Takes it down on the right wing, now down to the baseline. Pass goes inside off of the tip to Underwood. Underwood on the block, coming on jumper, blocked by Harlow. Jalen battles for the rebound, but tips it to Underwood. Double team will come. She'll dribble it out. Gets it to Coughlin out high on the right side, up top to Weiss. Left side now to Denton. Denton drives in, kicks it back up top to Weiss, over to the left side. Rutledge with it. Skip pass over to Coughlin. Open for three. She hit one earlier. That one is long. And the rebound to Jalen Peterson. Jalen up the right side. Over to Miller. That's Riley on the right wing. Up top to Taryn. Taryn will back it out near the Saints bench. Now comes off a screen by Jalen. Jalen will pop out. Three on the way up. Off the rim. No good. And the rebound taken down by Underwood. 5:12 to go here. There's a pass off the fingertip to Weiss into the bench. Nice catch over there by the Spartans. Coming up with that one was Brooklyn Brabham. And it will be Spartan basketball. Substitutions coming in here for both teams as Zoe Rasmussen checking in for Xyrocrun Kimbleton. Also checking into the ballgame. Lexi Darlington will check into the ballgame. Trying to see who else checked in here. Lexi Pierce checking into the ballgame for St. Albert. Also checking in is Maeve Ryan. You're still in the backcourt. Spore with it. Penetrates down. Gets all the way to the rim. Shot up. No good. But a whistle and a foul. That time going to go against St. Albert.
That's the thing St. Albert does really well as well. They have 9 or 10 girls that can play in a game, so they can really get girls going on the offensive and defensive end and get breaks frequently.
Ava Underwood picks up her first foul. Spore at the line. 60% on the season. And that one off the back of the rim. It drops down through. The first points here today for the Spartans will come from Cadence Brandon Spore. 6-1 our score, exactly 5 to go in the first quarter. Second one up, no good. Underwood will clear the rebound. Each team 1-2 from the free throw line. Coughlin will bring it up. Left side they work it. Over to Darrington. Got an official in my way. Coughlin up top. It's his job to stand there. Now over into the hands of Pierce. Lob pass to Underwood. Going to be tipped. She'll gather it in. Back up top to Coughlin. Over to Pierce on the left side. Pierce back up to Coughlin. Lob to Underwood inside the lane. Just a couple of steps inside the free throw line. Turnaround jumper up over Miller is no good. That was Harlow with the defense. Jalen comes down with a rebound.
Yeah, and a nice job there from Taryn as well to get some hands on the balls at the top.
And we're going to get a push out top on Darrington, the 5'10 junior. 4.3 rebounds per game. That'll be her first and the second on the Saints here in the quarter. 4:26 to go. Coming to you live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Rasmussen in the inbound. Looking for some help. Finally gets it in to Taryn. Taryn, dump pass inside to Harlow. Tipped out of bounds by Underwood. And Mason, you're going to head to the media room after the game ends. We're going to do video interviews with the players and coaches. You'll find those on the CB Sports Network at YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter pages as well.
Yeah, and we'll throw that out almost instantly after the interviews are done.
So Taryn Peterson with it, fires up a three off the right wing. No good, long rebound. It's going to be Coughlin tracking it down for the Saints. She's on the break, works against Spohr, drives in. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to go on Caden Spohr, who took that one in the ribs. That's going to be number one on the 5'8 senior. And team foul number two here in the quarter against the Spartans.
And the Spartans just got to handle the pressure a little better. I mean, you're throwing a lot of lazy passes, I would say, and I think Tom's probably going to make that same point to him. And they're not shooting the ball particularly well from the outside so far. I think 0-for-2, 0-for-3 from the outside as we speak, but they've got to get it inside, maybe find something on the inside, maybe get some cutting going.
Coughlin's first free throw, no good. Second one is up and good. We're going to get a substitution coming into the ballgame. The lead 7-1 for the Saints. Checking into the ballgame now is Elliot Larmy, a 5'4 freshman. Spohr into Taryn, pressure again for St. Albert. Mason, that's what they're going to do. They're going to keep throwing numbers and try and wear this Spartan team down. Pass ahead to Spohr, kick pass inside, knocked away by Underwood. Trying to feed it into Harlow. Underwood out on the break, 3-on-3. Underneath, and the layup is up and good for Ryan. And we're going to get a timeout called by the Spartans. They trail at 9-1, 3:54 to go here in this first quarter of play. And Mason, what are you seeing out there?
Lazy passes. I mean, right there, Caden tried to go over the top to Harlow. Get your feet under you. Get your offense with you. I mean, Harlow was open, but you had Ava Underwood in front of you, and she's a girl that's 6'1", and has really long arms.
And when you say lazy passes, I think what you're kind of meaning there is high passes and long passes, because when you're making those passes against a team that cuts passing lanes as well as the Saints do, you can't throw those. You can't lob the ball up, and you can't throw a long pass because it's probably going to be stolen.
And it's not even that. I mean, you gotta know where your target is, right. Know who your target is, and know who's guarding you to be able to know where this ball is going to go and if I can get it there. And if you can't, make a smart pass.
The inbounds pass comes to Jaylen. Back now over to Spohr. Spohr going to be defended out there by Larmy. They'll work it ahead to Taryn, left side. Penetrates down on the wing. Baseline runner up, no good. Rebound tipped. It'll be gathered in by Darrington. Darrington double-teamed in the backcourt. They've got her in some trouble. She'll get the ball off now to Larmy. Larmy will push it ahead. Saints now on the offensive end as they break the 10-second count at about 8. Up top to Pierce. Over to the right side now to Ryan. Ryan, as the Spartans stay in a 2-3 zone, over to Pierce. 3-point left side up, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Underwood. Underwood underneath the Darrington shot up, good. Count the basket. And a whistle and a foul on Jaylen Peterson Mason, who rotated in a little bit late that time to help defensively.
Yeah, and the more that Exira falls behind here, the more and more your chance starts to slip away in this first half to make a run. But you can't fall behind 10, 11, 12 points and expect to be able to come out successful in this first half. So it's going to start now that you have to get some buckets.
It still is early, though. That's the one thing we got to remember. Still 3:19 to go, so there's a lot of game left. Just got to settle in, kind of handle this first rush by the Saints. There's a miss on the free throw by Darrington. Saints will come up with a rebound. They work it now over to Rutledge. Rutledge drives inside the free throw line. Pull-up jumper up and good. And you're seeing the talent and skill right now of this Saints ball club.
Yeah, they're really playing some good basketball right now. And Exira just, I don't even think they've thrown their best shot at them yet.
Rasmussen down. Dump pass inside to Harlow. She'll turn, catch, shot up, no good. And you can see the nerves on the shots. Everything a little bit off, a little bit long, a little bit short. They're just not in rhythm on the offensive end.
Yeah, they got to start letting it sink in that you're down here and you got to be able to fight.
Losing the dribble that time was Laramie. They'll pick it up. They work it right corner to Ryan. Now off to Rutledge. Drives in. Floater on the way. Up and good. She has got 7 here early, and the lead is up 15-1.
And St. Albert's starting to kind of get them off the floor a little bit here. They're starting to run them and make them move the ball really fast here. Xyra's got to settle in. There's got to be a point in this first quarter where you realize we're down in Des Moines. We're playing a good team. We have to play like the number 6 team we've been all season.
Two fouls already on Lexi Darrington. She'll check out of the ballgame. Spohr looking to get it in. Gets it to Taryn in the backcourt. They'll double her. Ahead to Spohr near half court. Gets it up across half court. Works it down the right side. Penetrates in all the way to the rim. And the layup spins around the rim and falls out. Ava Jones will come up with a rebound. That's the way things have worked so far here for the Spartans. That one goes 90% of the time.
Yeah, that one was almost all the way down.
Rutledge,
a nice job there.
Rutledge gets to the free throw line. Misses the jumper. Jaylen with her third rebound. Works it now off to Spohr. Spohr will work it up against Larmy. Takes it off the screen by Jaylen. Down to the right corner to Riley. Up top now to Taryn. Taryn with it. Penetrates in the lane. Little floater up in. There we go. Got him a bucket. That's their first bucket of the ballgame. Maybe now they'll settle in on the offensive end.
Yeah, a nice job from Taryn to kind of float away from the defensive pressure to get that shot up.
Army with it out. Shot works it over on the right side. They'll get it to Rutledge. Looking inside. Nothing there. They'll skip it over to Ryan. Ryan penetrates in off the left wing. Gets to the rim. Shot up no good. Taryn will clear the rebound. She'll break the double team. Now pushes it ahead. It's a 2-on-3. She'll slow it down. Flips it to Jalen. Penetrates down the right side. Down to the baseline. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul. And a hold going to go on Ava Jones. And that was a huge bucket here a moment ago. You see the ball go through the rim and through the net. Now all of a sudden the offense can get going.
Yeah, now you know it's possible. I mean, if you had that long where you just didn't see the ball go through, you're like, are we even allowed to score down here? But they got it going now. And I hope somebody else than Taryn is able to get a bucket here as well so that everyone knows that they can get one.
Coughlin, Denton, check back into the basketball game for the Spartan, or the Saints, excuse me. Spartans will inbound. They lob it to Jalen on the right elbow. Hands it off now up top to Taryn. Taryn off a screen by Jalen. Works it over on the right side. Spinning. Good defense out there by Molly Weiss, who's back in. Shots up no good. A rebound taken out of there by Darlington. Or excuse me, Rutledge. And she's going to travel as the Spartans now starting to stay back and trying to put some pressure on those defensive rebounds.
Yeah, and I'm 100% confident in the fact that Xyra knows what they're going to do on the defensive end. It's offensively that I'm a little worried about.
Taryn lobs it in, gets it into Jalen, right side, top of the key, spins to the free throw line, pull-up jumper in the lane, up, no good. And another whistle and a foul on the Saints. That is two shots coming up here for Jalen Peterson.
And huge, they're getting fouls, they're getting to the lane, being able to maybe get some fouls on some of these key girls.
So Weiss will pick up her first, Jalen's free throw up in it, no good. Jalen, a 60% free throw shooter, but the Spartans right now 1 of 3. Both teams really struggling from the free throw line in this first quarter. Minute 10 to go. She'll knock down the second one. That'll make it a 15-4 ball game.
Wouldn't be surprised if maybe a press comes on here soon for Xyra.
Need to get a stop here. Rutledge with it on the left side. They don't really go out and guard her. She'll pull up from the elbow. Shot up no good. Jalen with the rebound. Big stop for the Spartans. They'll work it ahead now to Riley at the half-court line. Penetrates down the right side. Drug the pivot foot off to Taryn. Taryn attacks, fakes the pass, left-handed scoop up.
And Taryn maybe a little hurt on that play. She kind of grabbed the chest area there and kind of was a little wincing at it.
15-6, corner jumper up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Jalen's going to rip it away from everybody. We're going to get another whistle and a foul inside. That's 5 rebounds already for Jalen. She's doing her job inside.
Yeah, she's becoming that workhorse senior that you need on the floor every time to be able to get rebounds. And with 5 fouls, they're going to go shooting. You love hearing the Audubon fans, the Xyra fans behind us getting into this game to give them a little bit of a spark.
Ava Jones, the 5'9 junior, picks up her second foul. Jalen back to the line with a 1 of 2 here a moment ago. Again, 60% on the season. 15-6, 36.2 seconds remaining in the first. Jalen knocks that one down. And the Spartans kind of quietly, as we expected, creeping back into this one. Mason down 15-7.
Yeah, now Taryn Peterson hitting the bench here. So we're going to have to see somebody else step up in this next 36.2.
Yes. Smart decision by Coach Tom Peterson to give her an extra 30 seconds on that bench before this quarter ends. Jalen knocks down both. Coughlin will bring it up. Works it over on the left side. Down to the wing now to Rutledge. Rutledge penetrates to the elbow. Up top to Weiss. Weiss looking for some help. Finds Denton over to the right side. They work it down to Coughlin on the baseline. Shot clock and game clock. About a half a second difference. So the Saints really holding for the final shot here. Coughlin kick pass over the right side. Rutledge is 3 up. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound, though, to Denton in the putback, and those are the killers. You come up with a stop. Cadence has got to get a shot off. Does she realize she's down to a second? Her half-court shot is up, no good. And the first quarter will come to an end with the Spartans trailing it here by a score of 17-8. We'll step away, take a break. Back with more Spartan basketball coming up here on Kick 106.7. We're back in 1 minute.
In a fast-paced world, your health care deserves intentional care. At the Stock Chiropractic and Health, we provide quality, patient-centered treatment rooted in compassion and integrity. From chiropractic adjustments to dry needling, shockwave therapy, red light therapy, and exercise-based recovery modalities, we're here to help you heal and thrive. Whether you're managing pain or simply striving for better wellness, we will care for you like family. The Stock Chiropractic and Health in Xyra, Iowa. Growing stronger, healthier lives together. Schedule your visit with us today.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Exiroquin Kimbledon Spartans good luck. Heritage Insurance offers you years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Exiroquin Kimbledon Girls Basketball Team, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
We get ready to start the second quarter here today on Kick 106.7. Mason, Spartans looked like they were out of it, down 15-1. That's their biggest deficit, but that 14-point lead down to 9 here, they closed out that first quarter pretty well.
Yeah, and they were just getting to the bucket and finding the shots they needed. They stopped taking some of those threes, and they got to the bucket, and that's what you're going to need. You're going to need Taren getting to the bucket. You're going to need Jalen getting to the bucket, because once you get there and get some buckets, it's going to open up the three-point possibility.
Have the Spartans gone man-to-man here, or is this a 1-3-1? This is a 1-3-1, so they're changing up the zone defense there in here the second quarter. Meade will feed it inside to Underwood. Kick pass, that's going to come into the press row, and that change of defense got Underwood or St. Albert here a little rattled in this second quarter.
Yeah, the one thing you got to look out for in a 1-3-1 is the corner threes there. So a nice job of attacking the corner on that defensive end to be able to, you know, not allow it to corner three.
Spore inbounds it, gets it to Taren, back over, but Weiss again jumping that passing lane. Lob pass underneath, and the layup for Ryan is up in good.
Again, another lob pass. He can't lob the ball, and you can't expect him to just come find it.
19-8 now, the lead back to 11. The largest deficit again was 14. Cadence drives in, shot blocked, but a whistle and a foul. And if that's on her, Rutledge, that will be just her first, but they don't want to get her. I would keep attacking her to try and get her out of the game.
Her and Underwood especially. I mean, those are two girls that you have to get fouls on, and they're going to go up and try and block shots. So if you can go up there and get a couple of, you know, ones where they get a block on you, but you still get the foul, it's huge.
Cadence Brandon Spore knocks down the free throw. That'll make it 19-9. Spore right now with 2 points, all coming from the free throw line. Second one up, no good. Underwood will clear the rebound. Taren Peterson, the only two baskets so far for Exiroquin Kimbledon. Ryan's corner three from the left side, no good. Taren with her second rebound. She'll push. Takes it down on the left side. Gets it down to the baseline. Tough shot. It's up, no good. Gets her own rebound. Reverse layup is up and good.
And big-time players, Jeff, make big-time plays. Taren is making those big-time plays for Exiro right now.
Down to an 8 again, 19-11. Spartans will stay in. That's 1-3-1. Coughlin up top. Lobs it down underneath to Underwood. And Taren Peterson comes up with her third steal as she jumps the passing lane.
Taren, again, big-time play. Coming down and getting that steal.
Taren fires up a three. That one is blocked by Ryan. It'll come into the hands of Jalen. Now it's loose on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball, and the possession arrow will favor Exiroquin Kimbledon. How did she rotate down, though, defensively to come up with that steal?
She was that kind of that middle zone of the 1-3-1. She's a part of the three there, but knew that they were going to wrap around and try and find Rutledge on the other side, so she just sprints down to get that steal.
Rasmus in the inbound on the baseline, finds Spore, thought about the three right side, now drives in, flips it to Harlow near the right elbow, back out to Spore, she'll drive in right side, runner in the lane, up no good, Underwood will clear the rebound. Off to Coughlin, Spartans do a nice job getting back defensively, keeping the Saints from getting on the fast break, they'll work it on the left side to Underwood. Excuse me, that was Weiss, now off inside, Rutledge will drive in, runner up no good, Underwood the offensive rebound, Harlow with the block. But a whistle and a foul going to go against the Spartans. Now, Spartans is Rutledge on the floor, a little bit slow getting up.
Yeah, I think she kind of came down hard as I think Jalen was boxing her out and then pulled the chair at the end there. But she's kind of wincing in pain getting up there. And that's a big loss for the Saints if she comes out of the game. But an even bigger loss right now is, you know, that even if she plays through it, if she's a little banged up.
Harlow Miller, I think, picking up her first foul here a moment ago. Free throw on the way up in it. No good for Underwood. Underwood, a 56% free throw shooter. And I'm always a little surprised with some of the really good players how free throw percentages aren't where you think they would be. Second free throw on the way up, and this one is good. So she'll make one of two. It's 20-11. Cadence breaks the pressure, brings it up. Spore kick pass over to Rasmussen. Right corner three. No good. And the rebound tipped out of bounds by Harlow. Her and Underwood battling, and it's going to be Saints basketball.
Yeah, and Harlow's getting boxed out down low, so somebody else has got to crash the offensive glass, whether that's Jalen, Cadence, or Riley, even Taryn, if she wants to sprint down there and try and get that, but somebody else has got to go get it.
And Dick Junger's the head coach for Newell Fonda, standing down at the end of the court here by where the players can camp and have some fun. And who's he standing next to? Trevor Miller, the superintendent for Xyro Kimberlin and Audubon. I wonder what that conversation's like, because the winner of this game gets Newell Fonda on Friday at 3:15 in the semis. Coughlin will dump it inside to Rutledge, steps through the double team, and we're going to get a travel as she went to the floor. Great double team at the bottom of that 1-3-1.
Yeah, and on the double team there, if I was them, though, you got to close that off. I mean, she can't be able to step through. Even if it is a travel, you got to close off the double team so that she can't have the opportunity to step through and have an open on your backside.
5:56 to go here. Our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up. Titans trail it right now, the Spartans trail it by a score of 20-11. Steal by Coughlin. She'll slide through the defense. Got away with the travel. Kick pass to Ryan off of the offensive rebound. Layup is up. No good. Another offensive rebound. This time the Underwood shot. No good. Ryan clears it weak side off to White. Shot up. No good. And this time Harlow clears it. They caught a break. You can't give up four offensive rebounds on one possession.
Yeah, no. And if they would have made one of those there, I think Tom would have gone irate, because, you know, he talked about in our interview, don't give up a bunch of offensive rebounds. He gave up four in one possession right there. They're lucky that they didn't get the bucket.
And he just called the timeout. We'll take it with him back right after this on Kick 106.7.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams, because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Mason, the Spartans continue to battle here in this second quarter, 5:37 to go, so still a lot of time, down 9. But right now it seems like every time they've kind of cut into that deficit and got it down to 7, 8, 9, that the Saints have had an answer here so far.
Yeah, and that's what state championship caliber teams do. I mean, they give up a little bit, but they bend, they don't break. And I mean, that's what the Saints have done all season. They did it against Coon, they did it against Kemper. You just bend, don't break, and that's what differentiates the really good teams to the elite teams, and I think we have two elite teams here tonight.
Jalen gets it in to Spore. Spore looking to work it up the right side, gets around Coughlin, double team comes, ball is loose, Coughlin will come up with it. They'll get the ball into the hands now of Pierce. Pierce back over to Coughlin. Coughlin has been really good for the Saints so far. She's going to drive in her layup up, no good. Spore will come down with the rebound. Off now to Taryn. Taryn gets it away from Coughlin. Now gets it around. Nope, Pierce knocks it away. She'll come up with the steal. Pierce out on the break. Taryn back defensively, reaches in. Kick out pass to Coughlin. Three on the way up. No good. And the rebound taken down by Underwood. Riley reaches in, tries to steal it away. And that one is going to be on Riley Miller. And that is going to be number 2 on Miller.
St. Albert may or may not have gotten away with a travel on that one there. I mean, he had 3 steps out of a girl while she was maintaining the wall. But, you know.
Is that their gather step that you tell me you like?
No, that was just 3. I mean, that was 3 steps. But, you know, you're seeing the emotion kind of boil over for both teams here, getting a little frustrated, but you got to play your game. Like you told me, I was talking about, you know, if I was a player, I might be a little nervous. You just told me kind of, it's just another game. Yep. Go out there and just play another game.
Got to watch the movie Hoosiers.
I've watched the Hoosiers
just
a couple of times.
Just another game, yep. Underwood misses the first free throw. Second one coming up. It's on the way. It is up. No good. And I tell you what, if you're the Spartans, you've struggled offensively, but you're happy with as many turnovers as you've had so far here in this first half, that the Saints really are not shooting the ball very well after that really quick start.
Yeah, no.
Taryn's 3 left side up, no good off of the back of the rim. Underwood comes down with a rebound. Underwood will push, kick pass ahead to Weiss, and we're going to get a foul in the backcourt. And is that going to go on Taryn? I think that's going to be the call, and that is going to be, I think, number 2. On Taryn Peterson. Nope, that'll be number 1 on Taryn.
And it's funny because Taryn's the one that hit the floor there, so you would expect when you just look at it from where I was and just kind of turn and see, Taryn's the one on the floor, Ava Underwood's the one up, but Taryn's the one that got physical with her first.
Spartans back in their 2-3 zone. Riley Miller will check out. Zoe Rasmussen back in. Coughlin with it up top. 20-11 still. This was a 17-8 game, at the end of the first quarter. So neither team scoring the ball here in the second. Pierce misses the three off the left side. Underwood tips the rebound. Denton will come out with it. Back out to Pierce. She'll fire up another three. This one up, no good. Denton with the offensive rebound. Put back, no good. Underwood with it. We're going to get a reach-in foul now, I think, on Jaylen. And Jaylen Peterson will pick up her second. And again, the offensive boards right now for St. Albert is the difference here in the second quarter, though neither team's really scoring.
I don't even know how many of them are offensively, but I look up at that board and I see 26 rebounds to 13 in this first half. And you look at that, they've doubled the production on the rebounds in this first half here. So they've got to get that down, closing out this final half of the first half.
They'll go inside to Pierce, shot up, no good. Another offensive rebound. And that time Underwood had it blocked by Harlow, but another offensive rebound for the Saints. Weiss with it up top. Now over to Underwood out high left side, up top to Weiss. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter of play. Very low scoring second quarter. It's literally 3-3 in the second quarter halfway through. Underwood over the left side. Two really good defensive teams fighting it out. Pierce open for three. It's up, no good. And Jaylen will clear rebound number six here tonight. Kick out pass to Rasmussen. Rasmussen will run it up the right side of the floor. Stops near the scorer's table. Picks it up in a little bit of trouble. Now finds Kieran in the corner. Bounces it to Jaylen. Right double. Gets into the lane. Pull up jumper from four. Up and good.
And a nice job there from Jaylen to hang in the air a little longer. Get the shot up over a taller girl and Ava Underwood. And able to get it to roll down.
The lead is down to seven at 20-13. They close this quarter well. They've got a chance to get this tied or maybe get down just a couple and they'll have to feel good. Underwood starting to think about it. The Saints, that shot up no good. Harlow will come up with the rebound off to Taren. Taren pump fakes on the wing, gets it off to Spore. Spore on the left side, back over now to Taren. Taren looking to drive, gets in the lane. Runner up, good! Taren Peterson with another bucket. We're going to get a timeout by the Saints. And Mason, it looks to me like the struggles from the floor are in the Saints' heads. Those shots are, I'm trying to guide it in. I'm not shooting the basketball.
You got to get into that flow state. I mean, so many people nowadays talk about the flow state of shooting. Get into a rhythm. Just know that the ball's going in and be confident in your own shot. And I think that's where Xyra is starting to get on the inside. Outside, maybe not as much because they're not making a lot of threes. But if you look at it here, 1 for 11 for St. Albert in the three-point line for this game here. They're 8 of 33 from the field goal line for Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton. It's 0 of 6 from the three-point line, but 5 of 18 from field goal. So they're starting to make some inside shots. They're also 5 of 8 from the free throw line. So they're shooting the ball pretty well on the inside, just not the outside game so far.
You and I both love talking to Tom Peterson because he's such a great communicator. What did he say he wanted this score to be?
He said he would win this game 3-2 if he won it, but he said he wants it in the 40s.
He wants it in the 40s. 20-15 right now. This is a game that's at his pace.
Yeah, he loves this type of pace, the slow, methodical, defensive games.
Weiss to Underwood. They get a backdoor cut by Ryan. Tipped that time, though, by Spore. Gathering in, it is Larmy. They'll work it back over now to Ryan in the corner. Kick pass back up top to Weiss. 18 on the shot clock. Rutledge driving in. Cut off on the baseline. Back out now to Larmy, and she is going to travel with the basketball. And the turnover will give it back over to the Spartans.
And I tell you what, when you watch games like this, you maybe see players get a little hyped up here. The composure that Xyra is showing for a bunch of high school girls is something you don't typically see, and I'm very surprised to see that out of these girls.
Especially being down at 1.15-1. They have outscored them since then 12-5 in this ballgame. Spartans will bring it up, work it up across half court. Ryan again defending against Taren. They'll rub her off a double screen. Nope, she goes behind the back in the other way. Now she'll come off a screen by Harlow. And are we going to get a hold call? We are, and that is going to go against the Saints.
And I tell you what, they're starting to get frustrated with the fouls, and I get it. You're not getting things to go your way, but if you look at it, they're down 4-2 in the foul count in this quarter, but they're starting to let it get to their head a little bit, maybe looking up and seeing, maybe I got two, maybe I got one here. Let's play a little bit less intense.
Weiss just picked up her second. Taren out top with the basketball. 2:20 to go here in the first half. Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Kick pass through the hands of Harlow. That's a good thought by Taren. It's just a tough pass for a big to catch. I know you're throwing it at the hands and not at the knees, but you're about 3 feet away and you throw it pretty hard. That's a tough pass to gather in.
Taren fired it, so you got to give the credit of a nice pass, but at the same time, it's hard to get that pass from there to there without going through the hands.
Rutledge lobs it over the head of Ryan. Another turnover for St. Albert. So as good as they started, their coaching staff, Coach Wettengel, has got to be really unhappy with the way they've played in this second quarter.
Yeah, but this is what I say with St. Albert. They've got so many more pieces to rotate in. They can almost throw a fresh five out there when you look at their bench with how many girls have played throughout this game. I think they've played 10.
They've played 10 so far, yep. Taren defended in the backcourt this time by Ryan. Weiss waiting to double team her. She'll get away from the double team. Works it up the left side. Now finds Rasmussen out high on the left wing. Hands it back to Taryn. Taryn going to drive in. Little floater on the way short. Rebound tipped around. Rasmussen battling for it. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Ryan. And it'll be Spartan basketball. And the Spartan fans are back behind us.
Yeah, you got two towns. Three towns, four towns. I don't know exactly how many are making up of it here with people, but you got a bunch
much
of people.
More. You got pretty much all of Audubon County for the most part.
Yeah, and you got so many people here united under one school name.
Taryn with it, down to the elbow. Little runner in the lane up, no good, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Taryn's slow to get up. She's one of those girls that'll take a beating and just keep coming. Can't ever see the foul calls because we're on the other side. Did you catch the number?
No, I did
not. You looked at me like, oh, you're an old man. So Taryn Peterson's free throw is up and good. The scorer's table where they flash the numbers on the other side, so you can't always see who they're calling it on. And that one, I think, went on Ava Underwood because she's now got two.
Can cut it to a one-possession game, though.
Free throw is up, no good. Long rebound, track down by Weiss. 20-16 right now in favor of the Saints. They have not scored since they led it 20-11. Shot is up, no good. Weak side rebound. They'll kick it out to Weiss. Her three on the way up, no good. And there comes Harlow Miller with her fourth rebound, and we're going to get a foul inside. Going to go against the Saints. And you can see the Saints really getting frustrated here.
Yeah, and especially when you look at it here, Jeff, I don't even think that was a shot. I think she was trying to throw it to the far side, Dave Underwood,
there. And
it hits the rim and goes off. You're going to count it as a shot probably with it hitting the rim, but that's not one that you want to be a shot.
Lucy Standers and Riley Miller having a little fun with that over on the bench as Cadence will push it ahead. Now over to Jaylen. Lob pass underneath to Harlow. Bucket up and good. Second assist of the ball game for the Spartans. But Harlow Miller cuts it with her first bucket of the night. So a 20-18 ball game. We're late here in the first quarter, under a minute to go. Get a stop here, grab the lead at halftime. Ryan in the right corner will skip it over to Weiss. Weiss looking inside. They work it now to Darrington. Bounce pass inside to Rutledge. It's loose on the floor. Saints will gather it in. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Weiss with it. Now over to Larmy. Larmy with it. Down to the left corner. Driving in. Baseline jumper from Rutledge is up in good.
It's important now to not let it slip here with this final 30 seconds.
Yeah, can't have a turnover here. They get it to Spore. Spore with it ahead. Nearly stolen away, and that's going to be a foul. And that is going to be number three on Darrington.
In the fifth of the quarter, so Taryn Peterson going to go to the line to shoot two. When you're down by four, this is huge. You put one of your better free throw shooters and one of the best players that we cover in our area to the line. I mean, you look at what she's done tonight, 9 points, three rebounds. She's really having a good night so far.
Yeah, 71% right now from the free throw line on the season, 1-2 tonight. The free throw on the way, it is up and good. You can tell she's got a little bit of a limp to her, Mason, but she's one of those tough kids that you could cut a leg off of her and she's going to still say, let me go play with one leg.
You want to know how you describe that? She's a Peterson. I mean, it's just that how that is.
Yep. Taryn will knock down both. 22-20. She's taken over offensively for her ball club here in the second quarter. Army drives in, back out now to Coughlin. 20 to go here. Saints will hold for the final shot here in the quarter. Back off now to Coughlin. Dribbles over to the right side. Penetrates down. Kicks it out. Pierce with it. Now to the free throw line. Kick out pass from Larmy. And we're going to get a travel on Coughlin. And the Spartans will have 9.5 seconds remaining. As Coach Spore and Coach Lang up, along with Coach Peterson, hollering out some instructions. And Caden Spore going to check back in here real quick. Who's she going to come in for? She'll come in for Zoe Rasmussen.
Gives you some ball handling in the backcourt, and I think they need to get it across, get a shot up, and have a good-looking shot.
Riley lobs it to Jaylen. Now to Spore. Spore penetrates down, gets in for the layup, can't get it to go. Rebound to Larmy. Now off into the hands of Ryan. Is she going to get a shot off? She will. It's partially blocked by Jaylen Peterson, and that's going to do it for the first half. The Spartans kind of dominating the second half here as they outscore them. 12-5 in that second half, and they find themselves down by two, 22-20 at the halftime. Our Mackey Motors halftime report is next, right here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Hey, sports fans! R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002 with their cutting-edge equipment and expert team. R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all athletic teams. From everyone at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Go Spartans!
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
The Corner Corral Creamery in Exira would like to congratulate the Spartans girls basketball team on their trip to the state tournament. Corner Corral Creamery, a dream 60 years in the making, is proud to be a favorite gathering place for the community. Where locals and travelers meet up for delicious ice cream, great food, and plenty of smiles. Be sure to follow Corner Corral Creamery on Facebook and Instagram for flavor updates and more. Let's go Spartans!
Halftime show here tonight brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Prairie City Monroe winners it. Looking like maybe freshman Mason out there playing here at the halftime. Pretty cool to see they've got some of the younger girls getting a chance to play down here on this court in front of this crowd. And the Exira Elkhorn Kimmelman Spartan crowd cheering for Prairie City Monroe pretty loudly behind
them. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think either team remotely close to the either school. Maybe I think Exira's closer to either of them than St. Albert. But it's kind of fun to see that, you know, they're cheering for these girls and giving them some fan interaction, because, you know, maybe some of these girls are going to play down here someday.
Yeah, Spartan crowd's been out absolutely fantastic behind us, especially in that second quarter. Mason, what flipped between the first quarter? Outscored 17-8, down 15-1 to start this game. That they really controlled the second quarter more with their defense than with their offense. I still think St. Albert got some good looks that just didn't go. And then they got a lot of offense rebounds and couldn't finish at the rim. And those are things I think Tom's going to be concerned about going in here into the halftime. But what flipped to allow the Spartans to, like, work their way back into this?
The Spartans flustered them. I mean, they got them in foul trouble. They got them a little bit kind of out of their normal comfort zone. And when that happens, teams get a little nervous. You get a little bit more shaky with some of your passes, and you're not as confident throwing the ball. So you throw it a little bit differently than what you normally want to. But I tell you what, Jeff, I have not seen St. Albert look like this in either of the Kemper or the Coon game, where they're flustered and where they're sitting there and going, you know, we don't know where to go with it right now.
Yeah, St. Albert shot 38.9% from the floor in the first quarter. They shot 11.1% from the field in the second quarter. On the flip side of that, Xyrocron Kimlin shot 20% from the field in the first quarter, 36.4% from the field in the second quarter. So the Spartans have actually outshot the Saints here from the field in the game so far. The difference is kind of 1 3-pointer to no 3-pointers in the game.
Yeah, and I will tell you that, you look at it, Xyra's not shooting the three at all in the second quarter. I mean, they're not taking a lot of bad shots from the three-point line. At the start of the game, they were taking a lot of heavily contested, kind of wild three-pointers that you wouldn't expect right away, but they've started to kind of figure it out. Maybe if we just go to the rack and get fouled, maybe if we just go to the rack and, you know, get some controlled layups going, it'll get our percentage better, it'll get our confidence higher.
Some of the other key numbers, I think, here in the first half, you had mentioned you didn't know how many offensive rebounds. We just had total rebounds up on the board. St. Albert, 15 offensive rebounds. They've got more offensive rebounds than what Xyrocron Kimlin has defensive rebounds. That'll be something that they'll work on here at the halftime. They out-rebounded Spartans here today, 30-17 in that first half. Eight steals for the Saints. I think a vast majority of those, Mason, came in that first quarter. But the Spartans did a much better job taking care of the ball in the second quarter. Take a break. We're back right after this with more of our Maggie Motors Halftime.
At Friendship Home in Audubon, care isn't just a service. It's a calling. As a 5-star rated Medicare facility and the recipient of a deficiency-free survey, Friendship Home is committed to providing exceptional care. Families across the area trust their compassionate team for skilled nursing care delivered with dignity, respect, and heart. To learn more about Friendship Home, call 712-563-2651 or visit friendshiphome.com. Good luck to the Spartan Girls basketball team from everyone at Friendship Home in Audubon.
In a fast-paced world, your health care deserves intentional care. At the Stock Chiropractic and Health, we provide quality, patient-centered treatment rooted in compassion and integrity. From chiropractic adjustments to dry needling, shockwave therapy, red light therapy, and exercise-based recovery modalities, we're here to help you heal and thrive. Whether you're managing pain or simply striving for better wellness, we will care for you like family. The Stock Chiropractic and Health of Xyre, Iowa, growing stronger, healthier lives together. Schedule your visit with us today.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Xyrocron Kimbledon Spartans good luck. Heritage Insurance offers you years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Xyrocron Kimbledon Girls Basketball Team, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Coming to you live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. We did not know who the young man was from Xyrocron Kimbledon, but Mason, he won the, what was it, wings eating competition?
Barbecue wings eating competition. I think it's Jethro's that puts that on.
So congratulations to the Spartans, both girls' teams, coming back out onto the floor, and they'll get ready to start their warm-ups as they're running the mops over it. But let's take a look at some of the individual numbers here in this first half. For Xyrocron Kimbledon, you've got Tyron Peterson with 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, and a block shot. Harlow Miller right now with 2 points, 4 rebounds, and a block shot. Caden Spore with 2 points and 2 rebounds. And Jalen Peterson also with 5 points to go with 7 rebounds, and assist, and a block shot here in the first half for Xyrocron Kimbledon. For St. Albert, they have played 10. Zoe Rasmussen has played. No offensive or defensive stats right now for Rasmussen in that first half, but she has played well for them so far. No real turnovers, no nothing, just, didn't get a point or a rebound or an assist in that first half. But Sophia Denton with 2 points, 3 rebounds. It is Eleanor Coughlin with 4 points, go with 2 rebounds, an assist, and 3 steals. Molly Weiss with 2 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Brooklyn Rutledge right now in the first half with 9 points, 3 rebounds, and a steal. Ava Underwood just 1 point to go with 12 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Mason, that's the number that really scares me. She's too good to keep getting offensive rebounds and not score.
Yeah, that's a stat line that, I mean, even if you flip it there, I think Tom would rather have it be 12 points, 1 rebound.
Watch out.
That one almost hit me there, but if you look at that, 12 rebounds, that's unacceptable in Tom's mind there, because he's said it plenty of times, and I think that they're going to come out with a bigger fire of wanting to rebound the ball more, and that's going to start outside of the paint with anyone else but Harlow Miller, because she's getting boxed out pretty much every play.
The other stats here for St. Albert in this first half, Maeve Ryan, 4 points to go with a rebound and a block. Alexi Pierce has got just 1 steal. Mara Ryan with no stats. Ava Jones also with looks like just 2 fouls and a rebound. Ellie Larmy with 2 rebounds. And Lexi Darrington with 2 points and 2 rebounds. I think Xyro Kern-Kimbleton right now, Mason, they've got to feel like they're in really good shape after getting down 15-1 to start this game. They've chiseled it away down 22-20 here at the Mackey Motors halftime. But, again, fell down 6-0. Cadence Brandon Spohr put them on the board with a free throw. That made it 6-1, but then a 9-0 run with a lot of turnovers from the Spartans. A 9-0 run for St. Albert put them up 15-1. Taryn Peterson then kind of got things going a little bit, got a bucket. Jalen Peterson added a free throw, and then Taryn got another bucket to make it 15-6. Jalen then scored a couple of free throws to make it 15-8. And we thought at that point they were back in. Then St. Albert kind of went back up 19-8. Cadence Brandon Spohr hit a free throw to make it 19-9. Taryn Peterson then made it 19-11 with a bucket. The Saints went up 20-11. Jalen Peterson scored to make it 20-13. Taryn Peterson scored to make it 20-15, then 20-16 with a pair of free throws. Harlow Miller cut it to a 20-18 and had a chance to tie it at that point, as the Saints had a couple of turnovers, never got it tied. The Saints would go up 22-18, then Taryn Peterson with a couple of free throws late in the first half to make it a 22-20 ball game.
Yeah, and it's time now with you on the defensive end. They're coming out in the 1-3-1. You got to hunker down, try your best to get a stop here, and maybe go score. Take the lead or tie this game up.
Saints with the basketball. They'll go right to left across your radio dial. That means the Spartans left to right. They're coming towards us here in the second half. Weiss with it out high left side. Skips it now up top to Coughlin. Coughlin back over to Weiss. Over to Rutledge down on the left wing. Back up to Coughlin. Down to the right baseline. Denton. Denton drives in on the baseline. Bounce pass inside to Underwood. Goes up. Left that one short. Rebound tipped out. And it'll be tracked down by Weiss. Weiss bounces it now to Coughlin. She'll drive in the lane. Gets in. Scoop shot. No good again. Another offensive rebound, and this time it goes in for Underwood.
Can't give up that many offensive rebounds. We've talked about it so many times. You cannot give up that many and hope to be in the lead.
24-20. Long pass down to Jalen. She'll break the pressure over to Riley. Thought about the three. Now fires it up. It's up. No good. And Coughlin throws the rebound off of Underwood's arm and out of bounds. Them two are laughing about it. She was trying to save it to her and just threw it right off her shoulder.
Yeah, and I think maybe she turned and thought that was Harlow. I don't know, but she just chucks it at her and drills her right in the side.
Spartans will inbound on the baseline. They look for the cutter. Rutledge going to knock that one out of bounds. At that time, they had 4 players stacked on that left side. They were trying to cut a player down the left side, but Rutledge again knocks that pass away. Now inbound over near the end of the bench. Now Spohr will get it into Tara. Nice catch on the sidelines. She'll bring it up top. Saints will stay man-to-man. They work it now off to Jalen on the left elbow. She'll drive down the soft side, pull up jumper as she spins in the lane. She's going to draw some contact and get herself to the free throw line. That's going to go on Underwood. That'll be number 2 on her. And that'll put Jalen Peterson at the line 3 of 4 today, 60% on the season.
I would attack her and Rutledge every time because 2 and 3 on both of them here. You got to get something going on. And I think that is Rutledge or Underwood's third.
That is her third.
So if you look at it here, you get two on, or you get one on Underwood, and you get three on Underwood and 1 on Rutledge. I get those two a bit mixed up.
Second free throw up, no good after Jalen hit the first. It's a 3-point game here at 24-21. Underwood loses it inside. Spohr is going to come up with it. Lost it. Rutledge will pick it up out to Weiss on the left wing. They work it back to Coughlin. Left corner again to Rutledge. Pass inside, stolen away by Harlow Miller. Her first steal of the game. Off now to Spore. Spore will bring it up. Coughlin picks her pocket. She's out on the break. And the layup is up and good on the other end, and she's going to be fouled on the play. And Eleanor Coughlin doesn't have a lot of points, the 5'5 junior, but she has been huge for the Saints here so far in this game.
And I kind of said that when we came in. I know I said, you know, Underwood and Rutledge are going to be the scorers, but Coughlin might be the heart and soul of all of it because she's defensively kind of a menace when it comes to coming at different girls and trying to get different passing lanes to give up some steals. But, you know, she also just has a motor that doesn't stop on the offensive end.
Rutledge checks out. Pierce will check in. Free throw up, no good. Rebound, though, tipped into the hands of Pierce. Back out to Coughlin, who is 1-3, and the ball tipped away. Gathered in by Denton over to Pierce. Corner three up, no good. Harlow will clear her fifth rebound of the ballgame.
And a textbook box out there from Harlow.
26-21 right now in favor of the Saints. 6:20 to go here in the third quarter. Taryn looking to work. Gets it to the elbow. Kick pass left side to Spore. Down underneath to Harlow on the left. Block shot up in. Good. Spore going to pick up the assist. Harlow Miller with her second bucket. You can see her confidence growing every time she gets the ball.
And a nice job squaring up there. I mean, she's a tall girl. Just square up and let her get to the bucket.
Coughlin works it left side. Comes back up. Top 1-3-1 again for the Spartans. They'll work it down into the left corner to Weiss. Weiss with it. Kick pass up top to Coughlin. Coughlin back over to Weiss on the left wing. Weiss looking to go inside. Nothing there. They had Denton down on the right block. Missed her over to Pierce on the right wing. 10 on the shot clock. Denton in the corner going to fire up a three. It's a long, and that is going to be out of bounds off of the Spartans. Nope, out of bounds off of the Saints. They originally pointed Saints basketball, but I think he was saying that it was off the Saints and it'll be Spartans ball.
And I appreciate the official for making the call clear there, going a couple of times with his hand and saying, you know, that's my bad. I did not mean to call it that way.
Jalen looking to break the pressure, lobs it ahead to Riley at 28 feet away right side, lob underpass to Harlow, hit the rim, Jalen with the rebound, can't get the bucket to fall. Weiss grabs it, it's tipped into the hands of Coughlin.
Yeah, and that, if she would have made that, that might have been the best three-pointer I've ever seen. She threw it with two hands from her side and almost made it.
Yeah, she threw it from the 28-foot mark, was trying to lob it to Harlow, and it actually hit the rim and almost went in. Coughlin, right side, top of the key, penetrates in, kick pass over to Weiss, left side three on the way. That one is short, and they are going to struggle from three, I think, the rest of the game. There is no confidence in their three-point shot right now as Denton knocks the ball out of bounds.
If it was me, a 1-3-1, the corners are the big spots. I would put your two best shooters in the corners and let them attack from there. But, I mean, I think their best shooters are the best ball handlers.
I don't think any of them are confident shooting the three right now. They're not shooting with confidence from the outside at all.
But you always got to attack from the corners there. Maybe make one from the corners to be able to give yourself some confidence.
The inbounds comes to Taryn from Riley. Taryn picks up the dribble, bounces it off to Jalen up above the top of the key, about 23 feet away. Jalen looking to drive on Weiss. Spins into the lane, lost it. Now back over to Spore. That should have probably been a double dribble or a travel. Now we're going to get a travel and Spore. Because nobody touched that ball after Jalen fumbled it and then picked it back up.
I think it might have hit a knee there. I think from our angle, it was a couple of cross sections that you couldn't see, but I think it hit a knee in there. But, I mean, Caden's kind of struggling against this defense here a little bit, but I think she just got to get her confidence back in this third quarter.
Coughlin will walk it up. Jalen at the top of that 1-3-1. She's got good length and physicality. Down to the corner to Underwood on the left side. Underwood does not want that three-point shot. That's not her game. Coughlin drives in. Dump pass up top now to Weiss. She'll fire up a three. It's up and good.
And that's St. Albert's best shot right there. Getting her confidence back into this game.
29. She looked comfortable the first time all game since that first quarter. Riley trying to answer on the other end. Up. No good. And the rebound taken down by Coughlin. Coughlin will push. Kick pass over to Pierce. Pierce going to step up for the three. It's up. No good. And the weak side rebound tipped out again to Coughlin. So another chance. They find Underwood. She'll drive in. Lost it on the way up. Shots off the glass. And good. That's a good, tough shot for her because she was bobbling the ball on the way up. Unlucky break that time for the Spartans as she gathered in and just in time to make the shot, facing that lead now at 8.
Yeah, and the Spartans just cannot make a 3 to save their life. Yep. 0-for-8 to start this game.
Yep.
But if you look on the opposite end, I don't think that they're pretty happy with their 3-point game of 2 of 18.
Well,
so this is an ugly game from the 3-point line, but Xyra's got to find one or two here soon.
Yeah, you got to think at some point that it's going to step in. We both know that Taryn's got range from about 28, 29 feet. I'm hoping it doesn't come to her having to take those kind of shots But they've got to get something from the outside going, because otherwise, if they're not hitting from the outside, the Saints are just going to keep packing it in and take Jalen and Harlow away inside.
They've got to shoot. I mean, it starts with breaking that press. Get some good looks in the front court. But if Taryn wants to shoot from 27 or 28 and she's confident in the shot and it's a good-looking shot, I'm okay with it. If it's a 27, 28, I'm going off 1 foot fading away type shot, then maybe not. But, you know, I would say Taryn's confident when she's open. Every single time that she's open, she's confident to shoot it. And if she gets open from that deep, I'm confident in her shooting from there as well.
I mean, we've both seen her make shots falling away from off of 1 foot from 27 feet.
I don't trust that
no.
consistently.
But,
though,
yeah,
so.
No, absolutely. She'll hit one of about every eight or nine of those.
Got to find your one now.
St. Albert coming back out with their pressure here after that made basket in the timeout. Taryn now over to Rasmussen. Back to Taryn. Long pass down to Spore. Spore will grab it in with one hand. Attacks the rim. Layup's up. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Pierce. She'll look to push. Spartans trying to get back defensively. Over to Ryan in the right corner. Drives in. Crashes into Harlow. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the floor. And a really good call by the official there of letting us know what was going on. That's going to go on Harlow Miller, number two on her.
And you got to, the defense has to come back around here. They've given up a lot of fast break looks here.
They just switched that over to Taryn Peterson. And Taryn just picked up her third, Mason. So that is a huge foul right now on the Spartans. I thought that one was on Harlow inside. Coughlin driving in. The layup is up, no good. Rebound batted around. And it's going to be tipped into the hands that time of Darrington. Darrington back up to Coughlin. And another offensive rebound here for the Saints. You may not want to ask Tom about that in the postgame.
Yeah, no.
Over to Ryan on the right side. Ryan skips it back over to Coughlin on the left side. Coughlin looking to drive. He spins in the lane. Kick pass right side to Ryan. Ryan drives in up top to Pierce. Her three on the way up. No good. And the rebound this time taken out of there by Spore. Both teams really struggling from deep here today. You see that down here a lot. Kids not used to shooting in this type of an arena. Taryn up top looking to get herself free. Works it down the right side. And Pierce just reaches in and pulls it away. Comes up with the steal. Off now to Coughlin. 2:45 to go here. Third quarter. 31-23. Saints with the lead. They've got the basketball. Coughlin nearly lost it. Now over to Ryan on the right side. Down to Pierce in the right corner. Coughlin right side top of the key. Left side on the wing to Darrington. Army running the baseline. She'll pop out in the corner. They get it to her left side. Up to Darrington. Darrington now to the right elbow. Bounce pass underneath. Coughlin's reverse layup. It hits the bottom of the rim. And Jalen Peterson pulls down her ninth rebound. Off now to Taryn. Taryn up across half court. Going to be bumped and fouled by Larmy. And that is going to be number one on her.
I'm surprised the whistle didn't come a little sooner. Taryn got bumped about three or four times getting to there. And I think she's getting a little frustrated too with how much pressure they're throwing at her.
Each team with two team fouls in this quarter. So neither team very close. But 2:15 to go in the quarter. It is shooting a free throw. 31-23, 2:10 to go. Taryn attacks the rim. Layup is up, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Jalen. Her turnaround jumper up and good.
And the left hand there from Jalen. I love that to protect the ball on the outside going up with the left hand. It was a textbook left hand layup.
31-25. You told me earlier you can't use the left, right?
Nope, I would have gone with my right.
And it would have gotten blocked.
Yep,
right. Now off to Pierce, over to the right side to Coughlin. Coughlin with it. Working on that right side. Back over now to Ryan. Left side, top of the key. Spartans have dropped back into a 2-3 zone. Open on the right side, and the three is up, but no good that time by Pierce. But again, another offensive rebound by Darrington, and we're going to get a reach-in foul. Going to go against the Spartans. That one probably on Zoe Rasmussen, and that's going to be the call. And that is going to be number one, I think, on Zoe Rasmussen.
Yeah, and on that one, wrapping around the backside, I understand it, but that was kind of a nice play from her to try and get there.
Ryan lobs it in on the right wing to Pierce. Up top, Darrington. Left side now to Coughlin. Coughlin will back it out. Now she'll fire up a three. That one is well off. The rebound, though, tipped into the hands of Ryan. And Harlow Miller with a block shot, but also the foul. And that is going to be number one on Harlow Miller. So Harlow will pick up her first. That is going to be the fourth on the Spartans. Free throws coming up for Ryan. It's not being good. Maeve Ryan, the 5'4 freshman, a 67% free throw shooter.
And Brooklyn Rutledge just ran back to the locker room. I mean, she's starting to come back out, now just ran back. So
she's trying to stretch something out. I think she's trying to do some running back there to test something the way it looks.
Might not see her for a while here.
Both free throws are good for Ryan, 33-25. You got to wonder, she's looked a little gimpy out there today, Mason, since going down hard earlier in the game. Taryn run into, no call. She's got it out on the right side. 1:05 to go here in the quarter. Long three from Taryn. That one in and out, no good. Battle for the rebound. Four battling with Coughlin. Coughlin will grab it off now to Larmy. Larmy will push it ahead. Gets it ahead to Ryan, but that one over her head and out of bounds. Almost hit our video guy, Connor Crabb, who's down on that end.
Connor had a really good video of a girl about taking out his camera right there, so we'll ask for that one later. But yep. The Spartans got to close out this quarter smart. You got to close it out.
We haven't mentioned Jeff Storyon also in the house. We've got a photographer and a video guy along with us, two announcers in the house. So we're trying to give you as much coverage as what we can. So you'll find the photos and the video stuff probably posted later today or tomorrow for a highlight video with some video clips and then, of course, Jeff's pictures.
Yeah, both of them do a phenomenal job. Connor puts together really good video clips here. Storyon, I mean, one of the best photographers in the state of Iowa, in my opinion here. I think you would back me up on that one there, but
absolutely.
We have a really good crew of guys coming down.
Cadence Brandon Spore will bring it up. Well, at least two of them anyway, and those two guys, right?
Yeah.
Spore picks up the dribble, double team comes, and she is going to be bumped and fouled. That'll be number four on St. Albert here in the quarter, and Spore took a shot in the nose, and she's trying to see if she's bleeding up there, trying to see who they put that foul on.
And I think Cadence might be bleeding. I see her sister Kiara trying to grab some stuff to maybe clean it up. I don't know what we're going with
here.
Yeah,
they're
going to
stick a little cotton tab up her nose. Denton had the foul. So Spore is going to go to the free throw line. I'm surprised at that because that was only team foul number four. Yep, so now they're going to inbound over on the sideline. Coach Wettengill was down there yelling, and I was kind of a little confused because first they were going to inbound, then they decided to shoot free throws, and now they'll go back to inbounding as each team with four fouls.
Yeah, that one was just a mistake of both refs not looking up and seeing that there was four.
Peterson, 11 points here. All 11 of those coming in the first half. Taryn trying to come off of a screen. We're going to get a moving screen on Jalen Peterson, and that's going to be number three, I think, on her. So Jalen will pick up her third, and the Saints will have 34.1 seconds to work with. Mason, they've got a chance here to take the final shot. Is Riley Miller going to check in, probably for Jalen? I'm assuming that's going to be for Jalen. They don't want her to pick up a fourth foul here before the end of the quarter.
The important thing is Taryn not picking up a fourth as well.
Yep.
She's still out there, so you need to make sure that she's not picking up one. But Underwood and Rutledge haven't played almost all of this third quarter, so this is not St. Albert's best shot yet. So you got to get the stop now.
Coughlin out top. Taryn and Riley at the top of the 2-3 zone. You got Spore, Harlow, and Rasmussen down in the bottom. Coughlin going to just dribble things out here as they don't come out and put any pressure on her. She'll back it out near the half-court line. 16 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. 33-27 right now in favor of Exirocron-Kibbledon, or excuse me, of the Saints. This three-point shot up no good. Taryn will come down with a rebound. Kick pass ahead. Coughlin comes up with a steal. Half-court shot at the buzzer, no good. And it'll be at 33-27 when we come back next year on Kick 106.7. We'll head to the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Come on, Ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Mm-hmm. now. It's 33-27 up on the board. There's a few of us that thought it was 33-25. I don't remember who scored that last bucket for the Spartans. I keep a running score. I didn't have it down, but I'll take two extra points for Xyro Kinkilden. I know I had another media guy here to my left, and he literally just tapped me and showed his sheet, and he's got it 33-25 as well. But now they're moving it back to 33-25, so it will be 33-25 here at the end of the third quarter. So the lead is 8. Spartans with the ball. They need a bucket here. They'll get it over now to Riley. Back off to Taryn. Taryn comes off the screen. They'll cut her off. That time with Rutledge. Skip pass left side. Up top, Riley Miller's three up. Good!
And what did I say coming into this quarter, Jeff? They need a three to start this. Let the threes fall. And they're right back in this game after hitting that one.
And a big shot by the talented sophomore in Riley Miller. That'll jumpstart maybe this offense. Underwood now off into the hands of Denton. 33-28. Rutledge over the head that time of Coughlin. And another turnover for St. Albert. And you can tell Coach Wettengel, who caught that one, was not happy.
He walked it over the official. He was straight-faced that entire time. But, you know, this junior class is stepping up tonight with Riley Miller, with Taryn Peterson. I mean, this is a junior class that's got a bright future down here at Xyro Elkhorn Kimbleton. This senior class really providing some leadership out on the floor, though.
Ryan will check in for Rutledge. Pass ahead to Spore, now off to Jalen. Lob pass tipped by Underwood. Riley with a good save over here on the wing. Tried to bounce it off of Ryan. Harlow Miller comes up with it. We're going to get a timeout called by the Spartans. Timeout on the floor. 7:09 left in this one, at least in regulation anyway. 33-28. Mason and I are back in 30 seconds here on at Kent 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002 with their cutting-edge equipment and expert team. R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all athletic teams. For everyone at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Go Spartans!
Peterson lobs it in to Jalen on the right side, gets it back to her. Back up top now to Spore, over to Harlow on the left side, down to Miller, Riley in the corner. They'll hand it off to Taryn on the left wing. Taryn brings it back up top, now looks to attack, gets in the lane, runner up, in good! Big bucket that time from Taryn Peterson. We have got a one possession ball game here at 33-30 as Coughlin will bring it up. A 5-0 start to start this third quarter. Near turnover. Denton will gather it in over to Underwood in the left corner. Up top now to Weiss. Weiss defended by Riley. Top of that 2-3 zone to Ryan. Right corner now. Denton with it. They'll back away from her. She doesn't like that outside shot. Now up top to Coughlin. Coughlin lobs it to Underwood in the lane. She'll go up in front of the rim, misses it, and Harlow Miller, battling hard, will come up with a rebound. Harlow's side really affected Underwood, I think, Mason, on that shot.
Yeah, got in and was able to get the rebound.
And now Underwood blocks four shot on the other end, comes up with a rebound. They'll get it ahead to Ryan. Ryan going to attack. Her shot is up and good.
And I thought she might have got fouled on that one. Riley came down pretty hard on her.
Yeah, Riley reached in that time. Luckily, the official didn't see it. Now Taryn brings it in. Ball knocked away and a whistle. The foul going to go on Coughlin. And I think that might be just number one on Coughlin. Yep, it is going to be number one on Coughlin. She's had a really good defensive game for just one foul.
And I'll tell you what, I think a lot of it is jumping passing lanes. She's not a lot of on-the-ball defender, but she's more of a jumping passing lanes type of defender.
Riley Miller to inbound. Over here on the side, they'll get it in to Taryn. Taryn defended by Coughlin, trying to work against her. Now gets away from her down the right side. They'll jump Ryan out to help. Ryan goes now with Riley, who gets the ball. They'll hand it off to Spore up top. 5:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's a 35-30 lead. Taryn, three up and good from the corner.
And
Taryn Peterson with the three.
Right in front of us, the enthusiasm. Taryn, two hands down, flexing right in front of the student section. That was probably the best place to hit that three.
We're going to get a timeout called by St. Albert. This is going to be a 30. We'll take it with them. We've got a ball game, folks. Don't go anywhere. Saints on top of the Spartans, 35-33. But the Spartans have the momentum to start the fourth quarter.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Jeff Blanklin and Mason Nealon with you as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. 35-33, St. Albert with the ball and the lead. 5:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Mason, you said it during the break. Score-wise, this is the tempo that the Xyro Quinn Kimmelton wanted.
Yeah, Tom wanted this game in the 40s, and it's probably going to end up in the 40s, but they need to buy a stop here on defense. You got to get a stop and get the rebound.
Coughlin to Underwood, drives in. We're going to get a reach-in foul. I think that one may go on Riley. Riley Miller trying to drop down from the top of that 2-3 zone and help. And that is going to be number three on Riley Miller. Team foul. Number one here in the quarter, so they'll inbound with Weiss on the baseline. They box it up around the lane, lob it up top to Pierce. Pierce dribbles over to the right side, now backs it out up top to Coughlin. Back into Underwood. Underwood looking to work, gets it inside to Ryan. And Ryan's going to lose the ball out of bounds, a turnover. Spartans got a chance to tie it for the first time with a two, take their first lead with a three.
And I think this play's going to erupt if they take the three and make it because, I mean, Audubon and Xyra have had phenomenal fans tonight.
Spore pushing it up, breaks the pressure ahead to Jaylen to get Harlow wide open under the basket. Didn't see her. Taryn now with it out top. They'll slow it down. Tom wants to control that tempo. Right elbow jumper up. Good! We're tied as Taryn Peterson with another big bucket at 35-35. Our first tie here in the ballgame.
I said at the start, big-time players make big-time plays. Taryn is making the plays tonight.
Pierce over to Ryan. Back up top now to Pierce. Over to Weiss on the right side. Weiss has it on the wing to Coughlin in the corner. She'll lob it up to Ryan, right side, top of the key. Underwood working inside. Coughlin's three in the corner. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Riley Miller, but she's on the baseline. It'll stay with Underwood, the Saints.
And I think Riley might have thought she got pushed there, and rightfully so. I mean, she was kind of falling out of bounds, but, you know, the official's call is going to stand. Now it's time to go on the defensive end here. If they can get a stop and maybe take this lead, Jeff, Xyra's got all the momentum in this fourth quarter.
Their crowd behind us would erupt, that is for sure. They have outscored them right now 10-2 here in the fourth. Inbound pass comes to Underwood, drives against Miller, and the shot's up and good.
They've got to stop Underwood before she gets to the basket. They're waiting until she gets all the way to Harlow before they're stopping her.
37-35, foul in the backcourt, going to go against Ryan, and that is going to be at number one on Maeve Ryan. Team foul number two on the Saints here in the quarter. Inbound again to Taryn. They'll look to trap her, get the ball out of her hands. Now over to Spore. They trap her. Pass ahead comes to Jaylen. Now ahead to Riley. It's 2-on-1. Riley will stop over here on the right wing. Hands it off to Taryn. Taryn with it. Dribbles up top. Double team will come. Coughlin, one of those over to Riley. Open for three. It is up and... oh, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Underwood for the Saints. This place would have erupted if she'd have knocked that one down.
I think you would have erupted there. You were waiting for that big moment. But a nice shot from Riley. If that would have fallen, it would have been huge.
Left side three on the way up. No good. Another offensive rebound to Underwood. Riley trying to strip it away. Over to Weiss on the right wing. Pump fake out the defender in the air. Drives in. Pass going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Saints. 3:38 to go in the game, 29 on the shot clock. Zoe Rasmussen checking in now for Riley Miller.
You take a shooter and put a shooter on the floor. I mean, that's what's going on here. Riley's hit a three so far. Zoe almost due. I mean, she hits two or three a game. She's almost due for a three so far if you can get her open.
Usually clutch late, that's for sure. Coughlin catches it. They don't guard her. She'll drive in, finds it to Ryan. Ryan with it. I am surprised that we haven't seen Rutledge. I know she's struggled, but she's been one of the keys for this Saints team all year, and she has not been in since that turnover early here in the fourth quarter. Now to Underwood working against Harlow. Goes up, and the shot isn't good. And the lead is back to four at 39-35.
Like I said, they got to stop her before she gets all the way to the bucket.
Taryn penetrates in left side, gets to the rim, shot blocked. It's going to be knocked out of bounds off of Taryn Peterson. And it will be Saints basketball. Tom Peterson wanting to get that call changed, but that's not going to happen.
And I think it was the correct call. I mean, if you look at it there, Jaylen hit it late. And I know from Tom's angle you don't see it. From our angle you do. But now it's time to just play defense. Tom loves defense. The girls love defense. This is your favorite part of the game.
Coughlin will walk it up. Ryan on the right wing. They've got Weiss over here on the left wing. Going to work it over to Weiss on the left side. Underwood flashes to the left elbow. Nothing there. They'll go down to the wing. Back over now to Coughlin. Right side again to Ryan. Pierce is running. The pass inside to Coughlin. Caught it in the trees. They'll get it back out. Now to Pierce, tipped away that time by Peterson. Pierce will pick it up. Shot clock's at five. Coughlin up top. Drives down the lane. Scoop shot is up and good. That's a big, big bucket for Eleanor Coughlin. And a tough give up. And we're going to get a travel on Karen Peterson on the other end. And the Spartans in a little bit of trouble. Still plenty of time, 2.5 to go. Down six, though, and the Saints with the ball.
And I don't understand that one there. Karen didn't have the ball. I mean, she was just gathering the ball when she was called for the travel there. So I know Tom maybe doesn't understand, but I don't understand here where you can go with that one.
It happened right in front of the Saints bench. That's part of it. Coughlin now over to Weiss on the left side. And we get an offensive foul on Ryan, and there's what you call that makeup call.
Yeah, that's the makeup call there, and rightfully so. I think that's how you get it. But now it's time to score. I mean, you have to score here. You played the defense. You played this game the way you wanted it to go. You've got to score now.
Spartans with the ball down 41-25, 2:20 to go. They get it ahead to Spohr. Three fouls on the Saints. The Spartans just one so far here in the quarter. That was the third on Ryan here a moment ago. Jared, one of the three. They're working her off of screens by Harlow. But Coughlin doing an outstanding job defensively. Terry now drives in, shot up, no good on the runner. Underwood will come up with a rebound off to Coughlin.
Not a good shot from Terry, I believe, there. I mean, you could have got something better, but you want the ball in Terry's hand, so I understand her going to the rim and trying to make the play.
Weiss over now to Underwood in the left corner. And now Steen Elbert Mason can really be patient on the offensive end as well.
And I would be patient. I wouldn't be surprised if Xyra starts to attack him on the off or the defense. Defensive end.
Pierce penetrates in on the baseline, off to Coughlin on the wing. She'll drive in, kick pass underneath to Underwood. Underwood goes up on Harlow Miller and scores over the top of Harlow, and the lead is eight. That's what it was at the end of the third. Tom Peterson wants to talk it over with his girls. 43-35, St. Albert with the lead. Minute 32 left in this one. We'll step away back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
The Corner Corral Creamery and Exiro would like to congratulate the Spartans girls basketball team on their trip to the state tournament. Corner Corral Creamery, a dream 60 years in the making, is proud to be a favorite gathering place for the community, where locals and travelers meet up for delicious ice cream, great food, and plenty of smiles. Be sure to follow Corner Corral Creamery on Facebook and Instagram for flavor updates and more. Let's go, Spartans!
St. Albert with the lead over Exiro Kern-Kimmelin, Class 1A quarterfinals here. This is the final quarterfinal round game of this tournament. And Mason right now, minute 32. There is time, but the Spartans need a bucket here. They need to get a stop. I'm not saying they need a three, but they need a bucket here.
You need to get the bucket, and I know where the ball is going to go.
And so does St. Albert.
Yeah, you know where the ball is going to go.
Yep.
I think everyone in this building knows where the ball is going to go, and that's 13. And, I mean, she's got 18 points in this game. 18 of the 35, so if you look at it here, you know that the ball is going to the hands of 13.
Yeah, seven of those coming here in the fourth quarter after a little bit of a struggle there late in that third quarter. Spohr will inbound it. They get it into Terran, back to Spohr. Ahead now to Jaylen. Harlow again, wide open under the basket. She'll catch and shoot, and it's up and good. Jaylen with the assist.
And a quick basket at that. Yep. I mean, they came down and got a quick basket, so now you have a little bit of time to work with on the clock. You don't have to foul, but you got time to work with.
Weiss with it over on the left side. Will bring it down, picks up the dribble. They'll double team now Coughlin down to the left corner to Ryan. Ryan back to Weiss on the wing. Riley Miller coming out to defend off to Ryan, and we're going to get a timeout called by St. Albert. That's going to be a full timeout. We'll step away back in 30 here on Kick 106.7.
At Friendship Home in Audubon, care isn't just a service. It's a calling. As a 5-star rated Medicare facility and the recipient of a deficiency-free survey, Friendship Home is committed to providing exceptional care. Families across the area trust their compassionate team for skilled nursing care delivered with dignity, respect, and heart. To learn more about Friendship Home, call 712-563-2651 or visit friendshiphome.com. Good luck to the Spartan Girls Basketball team from everyone at Friendship Home in Audubon.
reset the game situation here right now. 43-37 in favor of St. Albert. Minute five to go here in the ballgame. The Spartans with one foul, so they're going to have to foul, and it's going to take a few fouls before they put the Saints at the free throw line. The Saints right now with three team fouls, so with two more, and Xyro Quinn-Gimelin goes to the free throw line. Possession does favor the Saints if we get a jump ball here late.
And you need that stop. You need a stop here because with 105, they can run this clock down, but, I mean, you got three fouls, so you're going to need a stop.
Spartans out of timeouts as well. Saints with two left. They'll inbound it to Coughlin in the backcourt. 18 on the shot clock. Minute one now to go here in the game. Coughlin working against four. Zyra has gone back to a 1-3-1. Now Coughlin looks to drive. Lob pass is caught by Pierce. That was almost over her head. And now Coughlin fires up a three at the buzzer. It's up no good, but another offensive rebound. And now St. Albert's got a foul, and his four is going to foul Coughlin, and Coughlin will head to the free throw line. And it's Brandon Spohr picks up her third foul here in the ballgame.
I mean, that was the worst-case scenario. You give up an offensive rebound there on a possession that you should have got that and came down and had a chance to maybe make it a one-possession game, but they're taking Harlow Miller out here because she's got a couple of fouls. They need a girl in there like Zoe Rasmussen, who has not fouled much in this game.
Weiss will get it into Coughlin. I thought she was going to shoot free throws, but again, that's just foul number two. Now there's foul number three.
And that's four on Kate.
That is four on Spohr. So somebody else besides her has got to try and foul. But at this point, Mason, with 38 seconds left, if she has to foul, she's going to have to foul. You can't run clock. Weiss gets it in now. They don't foul right away, and now Taryn fouls, and that's because Jay Lynn also in foul trouble.
Yeah, and
Taryn just picked up her fourth.
And it's going to get ugly here fouls-wise because if Taryn or Jalen or Cadence come out of this game, it's going to be a different ballgame.
The next one will put the Falcons, or the Saints, excuse me, at the free throw line. Weiss lobs it over. They get it to Pierce. Riley Miller comes out and fouls her. So Riley's going to pick up her fourth foul here in the ballgame. So you got Riley with four, Taryn with four, Jalen with three, and Cadence Brandon Spohr with four. So a lot of Spartans in foul trouble. Pierce at the line. First trip today, 75% on the season. If she gets one, which she does, Mason, now it's a three-possession ball game.
It's not over, but you can say that it's almost impossible.
Yep, second free throw coming up here. It's on the way. It is up. She has not shot well from beyond the arc, but she stepped up here when they needed the free throws. She hits them both. Ahead now to Zoe. Zoe's going to drive in. Kick pass back out now to Spohr. They find Jay Lynn down the left side. Shot is up, no good. Pierce with a rebound. And Mason will have to figure out who our Culver's player of the game is. They'll get it ahead to Ryan. And I don't know if the Spartans are going to foul. I think they're going to let time run out. But going to her knees and traveling is Ryan, as I think she expected to get fouled.
And now you can make this game look a little bit more manageable. But
yep. I mean, 8 point, and it's not where you wanted, but, I mean, this was a 2 point game with, what, a minute and a half remaining?
Yeah, this was a tough game. They took the defending state champions to the brink.
And Cadence Spohr travels there as the defense, Weiss, jumped out in front of her. And the Spartans probably going to be able, and Tom's saying don't foul, probably going to be able to just run out the final 8.6 seconds.
And if this is it, what a season for the Spartans. They lose their first and their last game. A great group of seniors coming out. You got 13 standing here right in front of us. Miss Taryn Peterson's going to have one more run at it next year.
Yep. There will be some talent coming back for this Spartan ball club. But they're, as you said, going to lose some great seniors. But St. Albert will hold on. And the Falcons never trailed in this game. We were tied one time at 35-35. But St. Albert will pick up the 45-37 victory as both teams score 12 points in the fourth quarter here. Mason and I are back. We'll have our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up for you next. And again, don't forget, post-game interviews will be video interviews with Mason, talking to all of the Spartan players and coaches that come into their interview room. We'll get those up on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages all as quickly as we can after those interviews are done. I'll also write up our Brinks Exterior Sports Report. The recap story will be posted all before we leave here today. We'll be back with our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
In a fast-paced world, your health care deserves intentional care. At The Stock Chiropractic Health, we provide quality, patient-centered treatment rooted in compassion and integrity. From chiropractic adjustments to dry needling, shockwave therapy, red light therapy, and exercise-based recovery modalities, we're here to help you heal and thrive. Whether you're managing pain or simply striving for better wellness, we will care for you like family. The Stock Chiropractic and Health in Exire, Iowa, growing stronger, healthier lives together. Schedule your visit with us today.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Exire Oakland Kimbledon Spartans good luck. Heritage Insurance offers you years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Exire Oakland Kimbledon Girls Basketball Team, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents and keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002 with their cutting-edge equipment and expert team. R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all athletic teams. From everyone at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Go Spartans!
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Mackey Motors at tailgate again here on a kick 106.7. Heartbreaking loss as the Spartans' fantastic season comes to an end. Again, lost the first game of the year. You know, kind of gave a game away in the fourth quarter against Riverside. Riverside's a good ball club. They played well that night, but Exira kind of had that one late, and then it kind of slipped through their fingertips. Give Riverside a lot of credit in that game for that win. But they go on a 22-game winning streak. They win the Rolling Valley Conference. They sweep through their regional in impressive fashion, beating an extremely good GTRA team who is down here watching. Saw kids from Glidden-Ralston and Coon Rapids Bayard down here as well. Icam Manning kids were down here watching the game. But great effort here today. But you almost say they couldn't overcome that 15-1 deficit that the game started out in because of the slow start they had on the offensive end. But they did overcome it. They were down 22-20 at the halftime. Darren Peterson tied the game with a big two over in the corner. That was after hitting a three to make it a two-point game in the early in the fourth quarter. They tied the game up at 35 apiece. So they were down 33-25 to start the fourth quarter. They go on a 10-2 run to tie the game at 35-35. The problem was St. Albert answered that 10-2 run with a 10-2 run of their own, and they end up winning it here by a final of 45-37. So not exactly the way that the Spartans wanted to see things go. They kept the score they wanted it. It was in the 30s and 40s. They kept the tempo where they wanted. What killed them was offensive rebounds, and I know that was something that Coach had talked about. Xyro Quinn-Kimbleton finished with 25 rebounds. The Spartans gave up 25 offensive rebounds here today. And even though St. Albert didn't shoot very good, they shot 29.5% from the field for the game. They did hit 55.6% from the field in the fourth quarter, by far their strongest quarter. You can't give a team with this kind of talent that many extra opportunities for shots, and that's what happened. Ava Underwood finished up with 17 rebounds, ended up with 11 points, and she was clutch for them. And then Coughlin hit a tough runner in the lane late in the game. But a valiant effort here today by Xyro Quinn-Kimbleton. They fought like you knew they would. They played great defense like you knew they would. They got some clutch shots, some threes. They struggled from three most of the game, but Riley Miller came up with a big three late in the game that made it a 33-28 game. Then Taryn Peterson cut it to 33-30. Then it went up to 35-30. Then Taryn scored five in a row with that other three. But again, the Spartans didn't shoot well either today. We talked about the Saints not shooting well. The Spartans finish up from the field today 33.3% from the field, shooting 16.7% from beyond the three-point line. St. Albert shot just 8% from beyond the three-point line here today. So neither team, again, is shooting it well from beyond the arc. St. Albert, 2 of 25 from 3. The Spartans go 2 of 12 from the three-point line. So St. Albert, again, led this one 17-8 at the end of the first quarter. It was Xyro Quinn-Kimbleton rallying back, had a chance to tie late in the first half. They trailed at 22-20 at the halftime, came out in the third quarter, and ended up kind of struggling a little bit. The lead grew to 33-25. That was after it got extended late in that third quarter. But they come out again, 10-2 run to start the fourth quarter, but the Spartans give up a 10-2 run to the Saints to end the ball game. That's how St. Albert advances here today. Turnovers-wise, Xyro Quinn-Kimbleton was 17-16 for St. Albert, so again, that kind of matched out. The one number that really jumps out at you is the 25 offensive rebounds here today for St. Albert and the 25 total rebounds. A really good rebounding team here for Xyro Quinn-Kimbleton with Harlow Miller and Jalen Peterson inside. But again, just not enough here today to be able to stop St. Albert on the offensive glass. Let's run you through our final numbers before we give you our Culver's player of the game. Again, Culver celebrating, again, 41 years in business, 16 of those years in Carroll. Culver's welcome to Delicious. For the Spartans here today, Riley Miller with 3 points. Taryn Peterson, 18 points, with 4 rebounds, 3 steals, and a block shot. Harlow Miller with 6 points, 7 rebounds, a steal, and a block shot. Cadence, Brandon Sporer with 2 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. And it was Jalen Peterson with 8 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block shot. Zoe Rasmussen here today ended up playing well off of the bench, but did not have any official stats, going 0-for-1 from the field. For St. Albert, Sophia Denton with 2 points to go with 3 rebounds. It was Eleanor Coughlin with 8 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 5 steals. She was kind of really the difference in the game most of the game. Molly Weiss with 3 points, 3 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. It was Brooklyn Rutledge. Didn't play much in the second half. 9 points, 4 rebounds, and a steal. Ava Underwood, 11 points, 17 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. Maeve Ryan with 8 points to go with 3 rebounds. It was Alexi Pierce with 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals. steals. Ava Jones finished up as well with one rebound. Elliot Alarmy ended up with two rebounds, and Lexi Darrington 2 points to go with four rebounds. Our final score here again today, 45-37. Time to announce our Culver's player of the game, and we are going with Taryn Peterson here today. Taryn, again, finishing up 18 points, four rebounds, and three steals to go with a block shot. Spartans will wrap up their season at 22-2. St. Albert will move to 22-3. They will take on Newell Fonda coming up Friday at 3:15. In the semifinals. That's going to wrap up our coverage. Again, post-game interviews are all video interviews. Mason Nealon in the interview room right now, catching up with the Spartan players that came in and Coach Peterson. He'll get those up on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, YouTube channel and stuff. Shortly after he gets those interviews done, he'll upload those to all of those different social media sites. I'll try to throw them out after I type up my Brinks Exterior Sports Report on my Facebook and Twitter as well. Final score here again today, St. Albert over the Exiro Okrin Kimbleton Spartans by a final of 45-37. For Mason Nealon, this is Jeff Langman saying thank you for listening to basketball coverage here today on Kick 106.7. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody.